The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
January is drawing to an end, and the District 7A slate is half done. At the midpoint of the conference schedule, both the black, purple, and gold teams find themselves with 1-3 records and hoping for better things. The path to improvement starts here at home, and Joe Sims' gym tonight is the first of two meetings on consecutive Friday nights take place with Gordonsville. Matt Walker and his 10-8 Lady Dogs look to snap a three-game losing streak as they meet Jake Dillard and the 3-17 Tigerettes, while Rob Edwards and the 7-9 Dogs wage war against longtime foe Greg Bibb and his 11-6 Tigers. Get ready for a Friday night fight between Clay County and Gordonsville.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome in here, folks, to the CarQuest pregame show in our 11th broadcast of basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network this season. For the seventh time this year, we're at High Top Joe Sims Gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm glad to be back here at home tonight after two straight road trips with the teams. Joe Sims and Thomas Watson will join me throughout the broadcast. Joining me now is a man who's ready to see his teams here tonight get back to their winning ways. He's our founder, analyst, and statistician, Thomas Weaver.
No doubt, Daniel. Appreciate the kind introduction. It is good to be back in the friendly confines of Joe Sims Gym, especially after that tough trip up to Burstown.
Yeah, it's tough. Got swept by the Bobcats, Nutty Bobcats, on the season for the first time in at least 10 years that's taken place. And every place in District 7A is a tough place to play, including Joe Sims Gym.
That's right. You know, and these Clay County teams got a big opportunity tonight to get things rolling in the right direction as they welcome Gordesville to town. But like you said, it's hard to play anywhere, and it's not going to come easy, Daniel, because it never does in this district.
It don't. Quite honestly, girls' contest shouldn't be much of a threat if we take care of our business. It's going to be a good boys' game tonight. I look for this hometown crowd, hopefully, to push the dogs through.
We wouldn't be excited about this one, though, if it wasn't for our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network, because we wouldn't be here. They make it all happen, and we can't thank them enough. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's last games up in Burstown in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment, but the paper's not out yet, so we'll just summarize what turned out to be a sweep by Pickett County. The Lady Bobcats made sure the Lady Dogs never had a chance in Burstown, as their hot shooting built a double-digit lead early, and they never looked back as Pickett County rolled to a 79-53 victory. Hallie Buford did post 13 and reached the 1,000-point milestone in that game. Maddie Hayes had a 10-point, 12-rebound double-double. Bella Ashlock had 9 and 9. Lacey Wicks and Ella Eats had 6 each. Baylor Walden, 3. Ava Carr, Claire Kendall, and Jenna Thompson, 2, Daniel.
Yeah, it's tough night. Lady Bobcats jumped out to a pretty early 20-point lead. We kept it at that the rest of the time, you know, but unfortunately, they's up a 20.
On the boys' side, Nate Adams helped Clay County keep pace in a competitive first half, before Pickett County grew their lead to double digits in the fourth quarter and put the 67-52 victory on ice at the free throw line down the stretch. Adams, Nate that is, did have a team high 21. Wyatt Browning had 12 points, Lance Richards 7, Kyler Westmoreland 2 big threes with 6 points, Nolan Adams 4, and Weston Burville 2, Daniel.
Yeah, I thought the guys had great effort up there, but the Bobcats too much at home.
Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of next week's paper for all things Clay County, including those basketball games. And we ask you to stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Gordesville here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. Time for the Ashlock & Strong Girls 7A update this past Tuesday. As we talked about, Pickett County beat Clay County 79-53. It was Redbourne Springs who beat Gordonsville 46-26. And Clark Range, playing outside of the conference on Tuesday, lost to Livingston Academy 59-35. Tonight's action, got 13-8 Clark Range hosting 8-10 Redbourne Springs, 10-8 Clay County hosting 3-17 Gordonsville, right here fixing to happen. Pickett County 14-2. They're idle tonight. Big one coming up tomorrow night, Coach Sims, if you want to get your headset on there. I'll ask you your thoughts on that one. So looking at the current District 7A standings, we got a tie early on for first place, 3-0 in the district, Clark Range, 3-0 Pickett County. It's at Clark Range tomorrow night. I won't ask you to pick it, but what do you think about that one?
It'll be a close game, I'm sure. Clark Range, you know, they're 8-10 points better probably than home. They are on the road most of the time. But you know, I really think if Pickett does what they're capable, if they play anywhere close to like they did against us the other night, they'll beat them. I mean, if Nicholas can, you know, score 15 to 20 instead of 30-something, you know, and the rest of them chip in some, I really think Pickett's just better than they are. But now,
yeah, I think so. Talent-wise, just a better roster.
But that really don't mean that they're going to win every time, especially at Clark Range, you know. So, but if I was picking, I'd have to pick Pickett, you know, even at Clark Range.
Of course, looking beyond that first-place tie, we got Redbourne Springs right now, third place in the conference at 2-2. Clay County sits in fourth place at 1-3, and Gordonsville sits in fifth place at 0-4. I made the comment talking to Coach Walker earlier today, Mr. Sims, that, you know, part of this 1-3 opening, unfortunately, has to do with the way the schedule worked out, playing Pickett twice already and Clark Range. Had we played Redbourne, Gordonsville, Gordonsville, we might be 4-0 in district play.
Yeah, we could, you know, especially, you know, missing those two games because of snow last week really kind of hurt us a little, I think. You know, we're on a 3-game losing streak, I guess. When we play, you know, play Pickett, and then we're off a week, and we come back and play Clark Range, and then Pickett again. So
sure
that's,
did.
That's kind of hard, you know. If we'd had the Redbourne and Gordonsville in between, like you said, that'd probably been two district wins. And
just have momentum and everything.
I hope girls, you know, confidence is not shook too bad, you know.
Right.
We need to win tonight and, you know, get back to feeling kind of good about ourselves and that means a lot, you know.
Absolutely, you know, absolutely, especially for these. That means a lot for professional players, much less teenagers that are playing.
So I always like in the summer to try to end on a positive note because it's got to hold you for 3 or 4 months, you know, and kind of feel good, a little good about yourself, you know. And same way, you know, during the season, if you can win a big game or two or just win 2 or 3 games, you know, you feel better than you do if you lost 2 or 3 games. I don't care who they're against. So
absolutely. Folks, that's been the Girls 7A Update brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead and transition right on in to Tipsy's final take, the last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. We're going to talk to Coach Sims here about his thoughts on this one. Coach, not to take any thunder, but to me, this one is what I like to call a get-right game. This is really, to me, more about us than it is about the Gordonsville Tigers.
I totally agree. I haven't seen them play. I've just watched their scores all year. You know, they only won three games, and they were against, you know, pretty inferior teams, I think. So, you know, if we just do what we normally do, it shouldn't be too close a game, I wouldn't think. But
this is something where we want to get up early and get out, or let the starters play a while. I mean, you got to get the lead first to understand all that.
Yeah,
but
Matt subs a lot, you know. He's probably going to play them. Well, he'll play them as long as he needs to, maybe into the second half at least. But he'll be subbing in and out. He'll have two or three starters up there. But, you know, once you get by our big three, I don't think there's a whole lot of difference between the next five or six. So it really doesn't matter which ones is out there, as long as Hallie and Bella and Maddie, you know.
And certainly that's why you see him go nine deep sometimes into his roster.
Yeah, he said the B team played really good in their B team game today. He said he was really pleased with the way they played. But
how did it go for the girls?
He said we won big.
Okay, good.
Not much, but.
Well, Coach, I know, you know, we've talked a lot about turnovers. Let's leave those out of it for a moment. Can't answer turnovers. What's something we need to do tonight to get better?
The one thing that I saw us at Pickett County the other night offensively that I just didn't care for at all, we shot way too many shots off the dribble. You know, I was talking to Matt before the game. I said, man, it's hard to hit a shot off the dribble. I said, you might have to pass it, you know, seven or eight times to get a good standstill look at it or throw it to your post. He said, yeah, I know it. You know, we need to work on that a lot more, not do that. I said, I totally agree. But that's the one thing. I wish we could, you know, pass the ball around, get good open shots. You know, I think we're a pretty decent shooting team if we take good shots. But
right.
Nobody shoots the ball good if they don't take good shots, you know.
It's simple, but it's a fact.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to have enough patience to work to get that good shot, whether it's from a guard or a post inside. You know, these young girls off the bench, they can shoot the ball. They're standing there looking at it. They just need to, you know, work it till they get that look.
Absolutely. There you go, folks. That's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Brownlee's Place.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Right before the break, you heard Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by this place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Right now on the court, voice of the Bulldogs here, Joe Sims, Jim, Tyler Edwards, recognizing Hallie Buford for scoring her 1,000th point the other night at the Pickett County game. Huge individual accomplishment for her. Only the best of the best end up going beyond that mark and joins a strong list of other Lady Dogs who have also done that. We've got Clay County Sports Hall of Fame members who've not even reached that 1,000-point mark, so kind of the rare air around high school basketball.
Yeah, it definitely is an elite list, isn't it, Coach? I mean, there's a short list for sure.
Yeah. Of course, nobody kept up with points back in the 50s and 60s. I'm sure some of those 3-on-3 girls probably scored 2,000 or 3,000 points, you know. But they have. From after I started, you know, I guess Trisha Fox was the first one that got to 1,000. Then we'd have one every year or two, and sometimes 2 or 3 in a year. I was Melissa Webb, Taylor Burchett, and Melissa Denton all in one class scored 1,000, you know. So
a special class in a lot of ways.
Yeah. But we've had, I don't know, 2015 in the last 20-something years.
Maybe more,
I don't know. I could pretty much tell you off the top of my head if I started trying to, but I won't fool with
you. Yeah, you could name them, no doubt. Time now, folks, for the Clay County Funeral Home girls starting lineups. Starting for Gordonsville, it's 5 sophomores. Number 3, Kelly Underwood. Number 10, Mackenzie Heron. Number 12, K.K. Roberts. Number 22, Molly Story. And number 33, Ashlyn Naylor. Their head coach is Jake Diller, 3-17 record on the year, 0-4 in conference play. The Clay County Bulldogs, their head coach Matt Walker, 8th season overall, 165 wins to 76 losses. 10-8 record this year, 1-3 in District 7A play. Starting for Clay County, a senior number 1, Maddie Hayes. Senior number 2, Bella Ashlock. Sophomore number 24, Ella Eads. Senior number 21, Hallie Buford. And a junior number 22, Lacey Wicks. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County, of course, the home team tonight. They wear their white home jerseys, black numerals on those, trimmed in gold. Gordonsville, the visiting team, they wear their blue visiting jerseys, gray numerals on those, trimmed in white. Buford going to step in against Naylor to jump for the tip, and this one is ready to be underway. Gordonsville, the Tigerettes, going to control the tip. K.K. Roberts with it, left wing. Gordonsville working at the hoop to our right during this first half of play. Story now with it, hands off to a teammate. Now back in the hands of Roberts, just a weave out top. Now a drive layup is no good by Underwood. Put back, though, was good. Who laid that back in, Tom?
It was Underwood.
Okay. Got her on rebound and put it back. Good hustle by the sophomore. Clay County now with their first possession. Eads out top, kicks to Buford right wing. Hallie with it now. Newest member of the 1,000-point club. Kicks to Wicks. Now Ashlock swung to Eads in the corner. Corner 3 by Ella Good. Strong opening there.
Good shot.
Well, and that, we see that set shot like you talked about.
Basketball is not rocket science.
Just got to be calm, patient, do smart things with it, just like that. Gordonsville coming down, a rebound by Story off of a miss by a teammate. Works it back out to Underwood, who's under pressure now from one of the greatest defenders in District 7A, Bella Ashlock. Ball now back in Story's hands. She's going to drive to the free throw line. Kicks outside a steal by Hattie Buford. Buford going to have a layup attempt. Lays it in off the right side. And Clay County takes a 3-point lead, 5-2. A young Gordonsville team, as we said, 5 sophomore starters. No seniors on the team, only 1 junior. So 1 junior, a bunch of sophomores and some freshmen for head coach Jake Dillard, who's been at Gordonsville now somewhere around 4 to 5 years, I think.
Yeah, he's been at least 5, probably, maybe more.
Timeout taken by Coach Dillard, 6:22 mark of this first quarter. Clay County 5, Gordonsville 2.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network, presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Clay County out to a quick 5-2 lead in this one, Daniel.
Lady Dogs with it, coming out of the timeout. Bella Ashlock, that's her first point. Good vision by Buford, throwing it down to her classmate. Ashlock on the baseline. Pressure now creates a turnover for Clay County. Buford with it. 12-foot jumper, no good. Rebounding putback, no good by Winks. A rebounding putback, Bashock, no good. Another scrum for the ball. Jump ball going to be called. Lacey Wicks has got a great motor on her, don't she, Coach?
She does. She goes hard, boy. She's quick, fast.
Makes a lot of good things happen with that hustle.
I wish she could not get so much foul trouble where she could stay on the floor a little more.
Eads works into Hayes. Madison now with it out top, playing with that protective face on her mask after breaking her nose in a couple of places a couple weeks ago. Had trouble with that mask up at Pickett.
Yeah, she started the game. I thought she cost her a couple of turnovers.
Yeah.
I believe, trying to mess with it.
Visibly bothering her, and I'm sure that's very difficult to.
She had surgery yesterday.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, on her
okay.
Nose.
Hopefully that went very well. Another turnover. Buford with a steal. Layup coming off the left side. Another conversion there for two. 9-2 the score. 7 points the lead. Tiger Edge the inbound. K.K. Roberts works into Underwood. Underwood being defended by Eads in the backcourt. Battle of sophomores there. Underwood gets the upper hand, drives the left side of the paint, kicks off to a teammate. Now a three-pointer thought about by Heron. Instead, she drives. Left-handed floater, no good, but a foul's called. Wicks picks up that first personal. Second team foul for Clay County. I missed the other one.
Bella.
Okay. Heron hits the first free throw. Makes it 9-3. Talking to Coach Walker today about this Tiger Ed team, said they really like to shoot the three ball. We've not seen them let it fire yet.
Well, we've been out there on them pretty good. They really had a chance.
Clay County back in possession after Heron knocked down both of the free throws. Makes it a 5-point game, 9-4. Another three taken by Eads, no good. Wicks on the rebound, knocked away by Underwood. Clay County to maintain possession. First time this year these teams meet. Of course, they met twice last year. Clay County won both of those. Matter of fact, Clay County has won 17 straight in this series. 15 of those belong to Coach Walker. The first two in this 17-game win streak belong to Coach Sims. Beat them twice during your last year. Bella Ashok adds another bucket from right side. 4 points for her up Clay County's 11. Another foul called against Clay County. Tom, what did you see? You didn't like it.
That's going to be the second on Ashlock.
Baylor Walden going to check in. Ashlock check out with those two early personals. 4:37 mark up this first quarter. Clay County 11, Gordonsville 10. The Tigerettes trying to get a bucket here as they inbound from the baseline. Lacey Wicks has other plans, though. Takes the pass away, heads the other way to the hoop. Layups up, no good. Rebounded by no one. Knocked out of bounds by Ashlyn Naylor. And the Lady Dogs will inbound from their own baseline.
It's great anticipation by Wicks right there to get in the passing lane. Just couldn't quite finish.
Yeah. She used to hit those layups. She missed that one, though.
Wicks with it out top. Kicks to Walden, the sophomore who's checked in. Now back to Buford. Hallie going to run the point. For the moment, drives inside, 8-foot jumper's good. Nice touch there.
Yeah.
And even there, we see that overhand true shot form rather than the floater.
A shot like that off the dribble.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, you can square up, you know, look at the basket, but slinging up those air things, not too good.
Timeout taken by Gordonsville halfway through this first quarter, 4:04 on the clock. Clay County 13, Gordonsville 4.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where the Lady Dogs lead the Tigerettes 13-4. Midway through this first quarter.
Tigerettes with it. They fire their first three of the contest. No good. Ball goes out of bounds off of a Lady Dog. I thought they might have got Naylor for an over the back. That was not the call, though. Tiger Ridge to inbound. A steal by L.A. Eads on the inbound. Several takeaways by this black, purple, and gold defense already. Eads missing the shot. Rebounded put back by Walden. No good. Weeks keeps it alive. Steps on the baseline, though. And now the Tiger Ridge get it back. 13-4, 3:45 mark of this opening quarter. Lady Dogs 10-8 on the year. Tiger Ridge 3-17. Pressure in the backcourt. Disrupts the ball. Taken away by Buford. Buford to the hoop. Shot off the glass. Good.
One, I believe.
Okay. Tiger Ridge beat that pressure this time. Underwood with it. Passes down low to a reserve who's checked in. That's Emma Crawford, another sophomore for Coach Dillard. Now the lone junior on the squad, Lucy Manor, checking into the contest. Her older sister, Lily, played for the Tigerettes a couple years back. May have been even on the squad last year. Can't remember, but she was a solid player. Tigerettes on the inbound. Underwood shot off the back of the iron. Rebound Hayes. Buford now walks across the timeline. Works left. Kicks in the corner to Walden. Walden inside to Hayes. Hayes a post move, the first of the night.
That's a really good move.
Power move. Fake to her left. Came back right. Put it in with the left hand. Saw a level of aggression out of Hayes that time that we hadn't seen in a couple games.
That's a good move. Fake right, come back left. And use her left hand to put it in.
2:51 mark of this first quarter as the Tigerettes inbound, 17-4. Clay County with a 13-point lead. Heron drives inside, kicks back out to Roberts. Roberts defended by Buford out top. Gives to Manor. Manor penetrates. Now hands back to Heron. Just a weave out top here. Crawford posted up down low. Defended by Hayes, though. They can't go to her. Manor drives. Has it taken away by Walden. We put every Lady Dog on the floor with a takeaway in this one so far. Walden looking for Wicks down low. Miscommunication. And one of the first turnovers of the night for Clay County.
Yeah.
Just trying to do a little too much.
Yeah, she probably had Hallie over on the wing wide open, you know. That'd been the better option, but just trying to go in there with a good layup. Didn't work out.
Kendall Matthews checking in for the first time tonight, the senior reserve. Joining Matthews on the floor, we see Maddie Hayes, Hallie Buford, Baylor Walden, and freshman Natalie Smith.
Put them on the line.
Do what, Coach?
That puts them on the line.
Oh, five already.
Yep.
No fouls for Gordonsville, five for Clay. First free throws away by Underwood, too strong off the back of the iron. One week from tonight, this same game will be happening in Gordonsville. Of course, Tuesday, sandwiched in between these Gordonsville games, the Lady Buffaloes and Coach Rogers make a trip into Joe Sims Gym.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a better outcome the first.
Matthews with a baseline drive. Gets under the hoop, kicks to Walden. Fight for the ball. Walker wants a timeout. Did Walden have possession? Jump ball going to be called.
Yeah, I didn't give it to him.
Possession arrow favoring Clay County. Buford inbound. Minute 56 left in this opening quarter. Pretty good offensive quarter, Tom. 17 points thus far for Clay County.
Yeah, it really has been, Daniel. Hallie Buford leading the way already with 8.
Tigerettes with a steal. Coming the other way is number 23. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Crawford and put back. It was Madison Askew who had the steal in the miss. Sophomore Emma Crawford cleaning it up for 2 points. Baylor Walden nearly answered. Hayes fights to keep it alive. Buford picks up loose ball. She comes inside. Euro step layup no good. Fighting for it again is Buford. She'll be called for the foul.
Now, jump ball.
Going to walk to the other end to shoot free throws.
They gave jump ball signs to start with.
Yeah. Yeah, he changed his mind mid-call.
Yeah.
So the scoreboard will stay at 5 fouls, but that's the 6th now against Clay County in the opening quarter.
Yeah, that's quite a few. But they're really playing aggressive on defense.
Well, the good thing, Ashlock with the most with 2. Nobody with more than 2 at this point.
Got 2 now.
Yeah. Of course, that part's not good. Have 2 starters with 2 early. Fortunately, an 11-point lead, 17-6. But at the free throw line, changing that score is Mackenzie Herron, who hit both of those free throws. Did she not, Tom?
Missed one.
Hits one of them. Makes it 17-7. 10 points the difference. Clay County lead. Eads fires a 3, just a little short. Matthews, the long rebound, kicks over to Walden. Baylor now back to Matthews. She fires a 3 in there.
How'd she get that?
Banked it off the glass.
Good shot.
Had time, got a good look, and let it go. Underwood off the glass, no good rebound, Ella Eads. Only the 2nd three-pointer by Matthews of the season, but a good shooter. Perhaps she'll gain some confidence there to let another one fly. Matthews now, baseline jumper, a little wide of the mark. Rebounded by Hayes, power dribble, put back, no good, but a foul call. Kelly Underwood picks up her first personal. Stats we have tonight been provided by assistant coach Andrew Meadows. Go back to prior to Tuesday's Pickett County game. So averages and totals do not include that contest. Hayes in the line. Miss them both?
Yeah.
A rare thing. Madison usually solid from that spot. Here's a steal by freshman Smith. Lays in good off the glass for her first points of the contest. Yeah, Hayes on the season, an 81% free throw shooter.
You have to think that the mask had maybe had something to do with that, guys.
I agree. Hadn't thought of that. Has to be uncomfortable. Deep 3 taken now by Herron. No good. Got her own rebound. Fakes to the baseline. Comes back out. Nearly loses the ball. No foul on that final shot. First quarter has ended here. Clay County 22, Gordonsville 7 at the end of one.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 22-7, headed into the second quarter. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Hallie Buford leading the way for Clay County with 8 first-quarter points. Bella Ashlock has 4, Madison Hayes 2, Ella Eads 3, Kendall Matthews 3, and Natalie Smith 2 for the total of 22 for Clay County. For Gordonsville, Callie Underwood has a bucket, Emma Crawford also, and Mackenzie Herron 3 free throws for the Tigerettes as Clay County leads 22-7. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it, just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Trouble in the backcourt for the Tigerettes on the inbound. Lacey Weeks and Ella Eads create a disruption. Gordonsville gets across the timeline, though the three-pointer air ball kept alive by number 22, Molly Story. Now another loose ball scrum. And a jump ball call. Regular season getting close to an end here for Clay County. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Still 8 games, though, to play. Going to be a busy week. Now, next week,
a lot of games in a short period of time.
Yeah. Got 2 games next week, then 4 games the week following.
3.
3, count the Saturday, right.
There's 3
right?
Next week and 4 the next.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got almost 4 weeks of games in 2 weeks.
Simulating postseason action early.
Yeah. way it used to be. It's not like anymore.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
You don't play about once every 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, they stretch them out. Back when you guys played 4 games in a night, y'all would move through the tournaments pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, it was a week for the district, week for the region, week for the state. That was it. The region was one of the toughest. If you finished second or third and kept winning, you could play 3 straight nights.
Woo. Of course, that's what you wanted to do.
Oh, yeah. We've done it.
Several times.
Yeah.
Clay Kenny with the ball off a steal here. 6:55 and ticking, second quarter, 22-7 the score. Clay County in command early. Ashok post up, spins into the paint. Shot's no good, but a foul call on the floor here to open up this second quarter for Coach Walker. We see Madison Hayes, Bella Ashok, Lacey Wicks, Ella Eads, and Becker Walden. So Buford on the bench with those two personals. Ashok on the floor playing with her two. A little strong off the back of the iron for Ashok. Ashok has had struggles, 56% from the free throw line this season. Hits that one. And 56% for some players would be really good. Ashok's such a good player, though, little low for her.
Yeah.
Three-pointer good by Kelly Underwood, keeping Gordonsville in this thing, 23-10, 13 points the difference. Walden with it, right wing, kicks to Wicks, swung down to Eads, inside to Ashok, who was posted up against Story, ball goes out of bounds, tie grab off. Freshman Helen Garrison checking in early to this one. Madison Hayes going to come out.
Really impressed by the effort of the Lady Dogs coming into this one. You know, this is a game they knew they were going to win, but still playing at a high level, Coach.
Yeah.
Another three. KK Roberts.
Hanging with us. I mean, it's only a 10-point game.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're playing hard now.
23-13. Ashok with it. Isolates. Drives inside. Shot no good. Going back to the free throw line, though. Walker, at this point in his career, has not lost to Gordonsville. Of course, Gordonsville's been down pretty much the entirety of that time. 15-0 record.
Yeah, they've not been very good the last few years. Like they went winless 1 year back about 4 years ago. Kind of like Jackson County, you know, they're not as good this year as they was last year and the year before. Well, there was about 15 or 20 years there. They was really good.
Ashlock got it a free throw on one end, and now the Tigerettes answer with two on the other. 5:46 mark of this second quarter. 9 points the difference. 24-15, Clay County advantage.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Gordonsville on an 8-2 run to open the second quarter. They've cut it to single digits, Daniel.
Time to get a grip back on this thing. 9 points the difference. Gordonsville starting to feel it. This young Tigerette team has some momentum here midway second quarter. Walden with it. Left side for Coach Walker's squad. Kicks out top to Garrison. Garrison works against Roberts. Bounce passes to Eads. Eads going to drive baseline. Now backs up. Kicks to Ashok. Thought about a three. Going to drive instead. Gets tangled up and loses the ball. Jump ball called. Possession arrow in Clay County's favor. Wicks, Ashok, Garrison, Eads, and Walden on the floor. Mixture of different classes, a freshman, two sophomores, a junior, and a senior.
Yeah, kind of a big moment for this lineup here. You know, Hallie Buford on the bench with two fouls, maybe saving her a little bit, in this first half, and
Hayes on the bench.
That's the offensive identity normally. You need to see Ashlock and others step up here and score the basketball.
Certainly do. They changed the mind over possession arrow. Tigerettes had the arrow. Story with it, right corner. Works out top now to Underwood. She kicks to Roberts, who has trouble holding on. Bounces across. Now in the hands of Heron. Good Clay County defense here. Tigerettes working for everything they get, and Eads call for the foul.
I almost think we're playing a 1-3-1 that trip. What it looked like.
Matthews and Hayes at the scorer's table, ready to check back in.
Hallie didn't pick up her third foul, did she?
I don't know, Coach. I know she had two. If you picked up the third, I missed it.
He went back with her at the quarter, but I don't know. I don't know if she did or not.
Story.
She didn't come in, right. Like you said, she didn't come in at the quarter change.
Yeah, she hadn't played this quarter. We're halfway through. No, yeah, she didn't.
Okay. I mean, just saving her then, I guess.
Story missed both, Tom, or hit the second?
Hit the second, Daniel. 8-point ball game.
24-16. Clay County going to inbound here. Credit the Tigerettes with a good second quarter. Calling back into this thing.
Yeah, zero field goals for Clay County so far. Two free throws, only 2 points here in the second quarter for the Lady Dogs.
Walden tries to change that amidst the triple team. Loses the ball, picked up by Hayes, kicked out to Eads. Shot faking a drive, shot off the glass, no good. Going to go the other way for the Tigerettes, so the scoring drought continues. And certainly we know a large part of that because Buford not in that lineup. You mentioned it, Thomas. What is the identity offensively with that or on the floor? And it has been a struggle.
It has. We haven't got a whole lot done this quarter. We scored 2 points, haven't we?
4-10 and ticking. A takeaway. Ashlock with it. 2-on-1. She's fouled from behind. I think foul on the floor, but they may let her shoot here. Gonna do it.
I don't see how they do that. They fouled her at the foul line. I mean, I'll take it, but if I was Dillard, I'd be cutting shine.
Yeah,
there.
I would contest it.
I wouldn't do no good, but I didn't know about it.
Ashlock good on the first free throw as Wicks and Smith come back to the scores table. Matthews and Hayes checking out. Talking about some offensive woes here in the second quarter. Somebody her senior year who did not have offensive woes against the Tigerettes. Crystal Davis back in 1995, 32 points against Gordon.
Yeah.
Single game leader.
Yeah, I think I mentioned that before. Her and they had a really good player, and they kind of had a shootout amongst themselves, I think. They ended up beating us, I think, a couple of points, but both of them had over 30, I think.
Smith working it in, has trouble finding someone, finally gets in before the five-second count to Walden. Baker drives to the elbow, kicks to Eads. Eads now works right, backs up, gives back to Walden. Baker picks up the dribble, kicks back to Eads. Hayes on the post, defended by Naylor. They can't work into her. Walden fires the three, top of the key, no good. Rebound by Wicks. Put in by Smith, no good. Got her on rebound. Eads tries one, has that shot blocked. Clay County with their fifth opportunity here on this possession. Inside to Hayes, she's fouled. Fouls on the floor, so Clay County will inbound again. Other leaders in this series, 3-point leader Maddie Monroe tied with Taylor Strong. 5 apiece against the Tigerettes. Of course, Monroe back in 2012. Strong did it in 2017. Single-game free-throw leader, Deanna Donaldson, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer. She had 11 back in 2001, her sophomore year, I believe.
Yeah.
Rebound leader, Jada Kerr, pulled down 18 rebounds in 2015 against Gordesville. Under your tutelage, Coach.
That was her freshman year.
That's a big number right there.
Yeah. Of course, she was a hustler, you know. Clay County still looking for a bucket. Another foul call. I'll keep sharing leaders here. Assist leader, another Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, Amanda Kendall. Her junior year, 1997, 11 assists. Many of those coming, I'm sure, to Nicole Davis down on the post.
Probably.
Block leader. Two girls tied here. Stephanie Rich, mother of Madison Hayes. She did it in 2004, her senior year, and it was McKenna Biles in 2017. Both of them had five blocks each in a contest. And finally, the steal leaders, another tie. The late Melissa Webb is tied with current dog, Lady Dog Bella Ashlock. Each of them with eight takeaways against Gordon. Webb did it her senior year in 94. Ashlock did it her sophomore year. Actually, her freshman year in 2021. Thomas, I've been sharing a lot of info. Tell us about those free throws.
Missed them both, Daniel.
Tigerettes finally come back down the other way. I hadn't moved the camera now in about 2 minutes away from this end of the floor.
Yeah, we played on there in for a while. Just couldn't get anything to go there. Jake Diller, coach of Gordonville, takes a timeout. Clay County still leads by nine. It's 25-16, 3:09 left here in the first half.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. The Lady Dogs lead the Tigerettes of Gordonville 25-16. 3 minutes left here in the first half.
Natalie Smith, a takeaway, a layup's good. And one opportunity. She's fouled and going to the line. Nice play for the freshman.
First field goal of the second quarter for Clay County.
Free throws away, no good by Smith. Ball goes out of bounds, though, a free possession.
We ain't shooting much foul shots.
No. We have struggled from the line. Fortunately, Gordonsville has had struggles from the free throw line, too. They've not hit a ton. Clay County going to inbound here. Works into Hayes. Now to Wicks. Claire Kendall's checked in. She's set up over at right wing. Back to Smith at left wing. She comes out top. Gives to Waldman. Now to Wicks, just working the perimeter here. Looking inside to Hayes. Hayes being triple-teamed down low there. One of them sagged back on her a moment ago. Always has two watching for, sometimes three. Wicks going to fire the three, no good. Rebound by Smith. Great hustle. Put back, no good. But once again, Smith going to the line.
Well, I like that little girl pretty good.
Yeah.
I think she's going to make a really good player. She's quick.
Of course, granddaughter of Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, Billy T. Kittle Smith.
Yeah. Her mom played for me for a year, I think. It was all. She played her freshman year, then she gave it up. But
Smith hit the first free throw, seconds away. Also good. 2:34 mark of this second quarter. 29-16. Clay County back to a 13-point lead. Pressure in the backcourt. Could cost the Tigerettes a possession. They beat the time, though. Get across the half court. Now still being harassed in a trap. Finally, Hearn gets it. Comes out of there. Gives to Manor. Manor at left side. High pass to Underwood. Nearly went over and back.
Yeah,
keeps it alive.
He might have.
Three-pointer. K.K. Roberts falls a little short. Rebound Hayes. We've broadcast now for 7 years Clay County basketball action, and I've always said this Gordonsville Tigerette team, they fight hard, always hustle, always play tough. Like we said, we've never called a game where they've beaten us, but that doesn't mean they don't fight us tooth and nail.
That's right.
So hats off to them for that and to Coach Dillard. Clearly he instills that in them.
Yeah, talking to one of their broadcasters, the local coverage from Gordonsville, you know, and he was kind of talking about that, and I agreed with him. You know, this team has kind of taken us to a wire for a half or better in the last few years. We did end up putting them away, but you're right, credit to the coaching staff and the program really that he's built.
Typically when it's happened, similar to tonight during the second quarter, they hadn't had a post presence. So usually when it happens, it's when they're hitting their threes. They made a couple threes, cut it to single digits. And one night down at Gordonsville's, we was calling, they got real hot and hit several threes and kept it close for a long time.
They used to. They had like 6'2 post players and had girls up on the floor could shoot the eyes out of it too.
Yeah.
It was a little harder to guard then.
I remember Armistead, is that the name?
She's a shooter.
Yeah.
Well, Dillard's sister, I just tell him for the game, she is as hard to guard as any player I ever coached against. She is about 6'3", and she could play. Then they had another girl, not hard as big as her, but she was a menace on the offensive board. Her name was Malone.
Underwood knocked down a free throw there for the Tiger Reds. Makes it 29-17. Matthews fires another three. No good. Rebound Smith. Dribble foot back.
Oh, good shot.
Hiles the glass. A nice bank shot. Smith with only 34 points on the season entering this week of action, and she's got about six right now or something.
I got more than that, ain't she?
She got eight. Eight.
I thought she made a three-point play, hit a couple foul shots, and now another shot.
Of course, so much of that, as we've talked about over the years with a young player, just building confidence, getting comfortable. Clay County back with it. They have reached this thing back out to a 14-point lead, 31-17. Final minute of this second quarter. Kendall Matthews fires a three, knocks it in.
Good shot.
Bounced off the side of the rim, hit the glass, and right into the net. Her second three-pointer of the contest. Underwood, free throw range jumper, no good. Hayes with a rebound. Going to go out of bounds off of Madison. Gordons, we're going to maintain possession here.
Now we kind of caught fire for the last minute or two. We scored, 12 now. We only had about 2 or 3 minutes to go.
Sure did. On the floor here with 34 seconds left in the second for Clay County. Walden, Matthews, Smith, Hayes, and Eads. Inbound play to Naylor. Her jumper, no good. Rebound out of Eads. Quickly now, comes across the timeline, now puts on the brakes. Maybe playing for the last shot here, 25 seconds and dwindling in this first half. Clay County currently has the Tigerettes doubled up, 34-17, 17 points the lead. Down to 10 seconds, Smith with it. Works right, back left, kicks to Matthews, corner three, drives baseline now, drags the foot and called for the travel.
Coach Walker wanting her to pull the trigger right there, guys.
Yeah, she should have shot it. I think she could have got it off.
3.1 seconds left as the Tigerettes inbound to Underwood with it. Not going to get a shot off. First quarter ends here at Joe Sims Gym. It's the Lady Dogs 34, Tigerettes 17.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at TwinLakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Gordonsville in the girls' game 34-17 here at the break in Salina. And it's time for the first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. The Lady Dawgs came out hot as Hallie Buford scored 8 first quarter points to pace them to a 15-point lead at the end of the first, 22-7. Then Gordonsville found a little traction, cut their lead to 8 points midway through the second quarter before Clay County finished off the first half on a 10-1 run to go up by 17. It's 34-17 here at the break in Salina. Four Gordonsville are being led by Callie Underwood with 5 points. Mackenzie Herron has 4. K.K. Roberts has 3. Molly Story has 3. And Emma Crawford 2 points for the Tigerettes. For Clay County, Natalie Smith, the freshman, has 8 points, along with Hallie Buford to lead the way for the Lady Dawgs. Bella Ashlock has 7. Madison Hayes, 2. Ella East, 3. And the senior, Kendall Matthews, 2 big three-pointers for 6 points for the Lady Dawgs in the first half as they lead by 17 here at halftime in Salina. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new premier checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more. Do that online at MaconBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust. Come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show coming your way. 2:45 left here at the half. Clay County up 34-17 over the Tiger Reds. Time now for the local sports lowdown, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. If I can get my mic cord fixed, there we go. Starting off with Salina K-8 basketball. Fifth and sixth grade boys are set to play in the James C. Hale semifinal action on Tuesday at 4:30 when they face the winner of York and North, who play tomorrow. The junior high girls beat Savannah Christian 48-30 on Tuesday to advance to the semifinal on this coming Tuesday at 5:45 when they meet the winner of Pickett County and Southside, who also play tomorrow. The junior high boys played in a TMSSAA tournament qualifier today at 4 o'clock against Lakeview. Unfortunately, Coach Maxfield and the Dogs were defeated 19-24. Able to watch the second half of that game on Facebook Live, courtesy of Libby Kirkspeed. Appreciate her for that, for those of us who couldn't make the trip. They do finish up their season, unfortunately. 12-6 record, a strong year. They improved all year long. Of course, I've got a son, 8th grader Fletcher Strong, plays on the team, and got to watch those guys, and just a good season for them. So good luck to the 5th and 6th grade boys and the junior high girls as they play in semifinal action next week. Tennessee Tech basketball. Golden Eagles are 7-13 on the year, 2-5 in the OVC after losing to Eastern Illinois on Thursday 59-68. They now travel to SIUE tomorrow for a 3:30 tip. Had a Tennessee Tech football assistant coach in the building yesterday visiting with Coach Lamb, making his rounds. And Coach Lamb gave me a report today about John Hamilton. Said they absolutely loved Hamilton over there. Said regularly he would a lot of times beat the first teamers in practice when they'd line up and go against each other. Said the new head coach over at Tech was not a huge tight end guy. That is the only thing he didn't like. But certainly John will still be in use. Some guys just don't use tight ends these days. Some guys use three or four in a formation. So, but they're impressed with John Hamilton over there. Freed Hardeman basketball, sophomore Katie Arms and the Lady Lions are 17-4 on the year and 3-2 in conference play. After beating Georgetown 64-51 on Thursday, they will now host Cumberland's tomorrow at 1. Finally, the Lubin Bears, Tyreek Key and the Bears are 3-12 on the year and have been enjoying a break in the action. They're back at it tomorrow against Belfius Mons. Key's playing an average of 36 minutes a game this year, scoring 18.9 points. Shooting 55% from two, 38% from three, and 82% from the free throw line, just like we've always come to expect out of Tyreek Key, always getting the job done. This week's local sports lowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They're all the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Back at it here. Team switch into the courts. Tigerettes working off to our left during this second half of play. Clay County, of course, working at the hoop to our right. Still anybody's game in this one. Clay County with a 17-point lead. But as we mentioned, Tigerettes always fighting hard. Hattie Buford comes up with it here. Goes left side of the lane. Layup no good. Rebound goes off the Tigerettes. Clay County maintains possession.
That's a great play by Lacey Wicks to come up with that steal there and get it to Hattie over there.
Well, like we talked about, Wicks always hustling. Good things are going to happen. Ashok inside gets another one to go. Bella getting close to double figures now. May already be there. 7:15 mark, third quarter. Clay County extending this lead. 36-17. Three-pointer taken and hit by Underwood. Third three-pointer of the night, if I'm not mistaken, for the Tigerettes. L.E. Droughtwing kicks over to Buford. Halley now with it, kicks to Hayes. Hayes outside to Ashok. Bella firing a three. No good. Rebound by Naylor. Ashlyn Naylor, the sophomore post player for Coach Diller. Underwood kicks over to Heron. Heron with it, going to drive back out top. Gives to Story. Story spins in the paint. Kicks back out to Heron. Tigerette's going to inbound from their own baseline. Big boys game, of course, coming up after this one. Coach Greg Bibb bringing his Tigers into town. Coach Edwards' record against Gordonsville in this gym, 24-1. So, going to be interested tonight.
Yeah.
It should be. You know, the difference there, the Tigers have swept Red Bull and Springs already this year.
Yeah, their scores have been pretty impressive. If our boys could put together, you know, a whole game, we've been playing everybody pretty good for almost three quarters, and it's like they just kind of pulled away from us in the last quarter.
Certainly, that's how the two Pickett County games went.
Yeah. Well, the Red Bulling game would hit similar to that, too.
Exactly like it. They had a big run mid-second half,
Yeah. And
that's exactly what it was. Heron knocking down free throws there. Give her two. Correction, only one. 36-21, 15 points the lead here. Hayes inside. Foul going to be called. Working against that triple team. Foul goes against Mackenzie Heron. If you're tuning in late, just want to reiterate one more time. Five sophomore starters on this Tigerette team. Only one junior on the squad entirely. They had one senior early in the year, and she ended up parting ways from the squad. So an extremely young team for Coach Dillard. They stay together. You know, look for them to be strong next year. Pretty darn good the year after when they're all seniors.
Madison got one to go there.
I just haven't been watching free throws tonight, Thomas. I get the camera set and get my mind off of it. I'm glad you updated us. Tiger is with a close miss. Ball goes out of bounds off of Gordonsville. Clay County back in possession. On the floor right now for Clay County, we see those original five starters. Of course, Buford set the entirety, I suppose, of
the
second quarter.
Quite all, first quarter.
And maybe she did have three. We knew she had two. A miss by Hayes off the right side of the lane. Goes out of bounds, and the Tigerettes inbound against Clay County pressure here. That 1-2-1-1 press Coach Sims talked about. Tigerettes beat it. Ashok going to be called for the foul. Her third. .530 mark of this third quarter, 37-21. Clay County had about 20 in the first quarter. Since then, it mustered only 17 in about a quarter and a half of play. Had that drought during the first half of the second quarter.
Yeah, the second quarter, they only outscored Gordonsville 12-10. So an even second quarter with Buford on the bench there. And you're right, 22-point first quarter, and things were clicking for the Lady Dogs then.
Bella Ashlock now comes out with four personal fouls. Picked up another. Natalie Smith checking in for her. Story fires a three left side. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound Buford. Buford quickly coming the other way. Got around the hoop. Puts on the brakes at the wing. Now drives again. Offensive foul call against Hattie. So we'll know now whether that's three or four for her.
She had three. We didn't know it.
You was right, Coach. That's why he said her so long. Had three. So
I don't know when she got that third one. I think took her out, but she got her second one. But I saw her at the table at the start of the second quarter. Now, I don't know if she went in or not, but now she must have went in for a second and got a foul real quick. We didn't see it.
Loose ball in the backcourt, goes out of bounds. Clay County comes up with a turnover. Credit Lacey Wicks for that one.
I don't care if it's Gordon Ford or not. Your two main threads on the bench with four fouls, 5 minutes left here in the third.
Well, just looking at that average scoring, of course, we know Buford with 17.8 a game. Ashlock, second leading scorer with 9.8 a game, right at 10. And Baker Walden knocks down a long two-pointer. And Baker kind of answers the question. So you got the two leading scorers on the bench. Who's going to get the bucket? And it is the sophomore who had 16 earlier this year against Pickett County here at home. Story called for a foul. Clay County quickly going to come back the other way. So on the floor now for Clay County, Natalie Smith, who runs the point. Baker Walden at the left wing. Ella Eade sets up at right wing. Wicks and Hayes down low. Take away by the Tigerettes here. It's going to be Heron who picks it up in the backcourt. Gives off to Roberts. Roberts now defended by Wicks, kicks to Underwood. Now to Story in the corner. Story tries to drive baseline. Walden says, no, ma'am. And another takeaway as Hayes comes up with a pass.
Now, Clay County maintaining this big lead up 39-21.
Smith firing the three, misses it all. Walden saves it off the head of Story.
Good move.
Lucy Manor checking back in for the Tigerettes. Molly Story checking out. Ella Eads to inbound. Works into Smith at left wing. Smith defended by K.K. Roberts. Going to penetrate. Bounce pass over to Wicks. Kicked back outside to Walden. Cross court to Eads. Wanted the three. Shot fake drive. 8-foot floater doesn't go. Rebounded by Smith. They came doing a good job on the offensive boards. Nice little pass from Walden to Hayes. And Madison knocks down the 8-foot jumper. Hayes now getting up towards that double-digit mark. Underwood running the show for the Tigerettes. Kicks to Manor. 3:15 left in this third quarter. 41-21 the score. Three-pointer taken and hit by Heron. Makes it a 17-point game. So the closest that the Tigerettes have come back into this, I'm probably around the six-point mark or something, but they have refused to go away. Clay County back out leading by 17, but you don't get the feeling whatsoever that Clay County can take their foot off the gas here.
No.
Another miss by Clay County and another bucket by the Tigerettes. It's Manor, the junior, who gets two. Makes it a 15-point game, 41-26. Foul called against Clay County. Bucket's good. Smith going to go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. This is at least her second and one opportunity.
Yes, she may be the star of this game.
Certainly so, Coach. She's into double figures, working on a career high for her in high school, barring maybe the Whipple game when we had that those two games to start the year against Cannon and Whipple. Smith misfires on the free throw. That is a weakness of her. She's a strong young player. Only a 29% free throw shooter, but that's a small number.
Yeah.
She's tried. 4-14 coming into this week. What's her free throw shooting tonight, Tom Smith?
2-for-4.
2-of-4 tonight, so 50% tonight.
Well, that's a lot better than 29.
Yeah.
A guard, you normally pick a guard to shoot at least 60, maybe better, but
she'll settle into that.
Oh, yeah.
2:30 mark of this third quarter, 43-26, 17-point difference. Got Underwood at the line shooting. Hit that second one. Missed the first, making it 43-27. 16-point game. Clay County turnover. Kendall couldn't handle the pass off right side there. Tigerettes inbound. Garrison on top of that press. She's called for the foul. On the floor, we see the freshman, Hanley Garrison and Natalie Smith. They're joined by sophomore Claire Kendall and a pair of seniors, Kendall Matthews and Madison Hayes. Five team fouls in the quarter against Clay, so two free throws coming for Underwood. Converted both of those free throws, makes it 43-29, 14-point game. Smith runs the point out top, drives inside of the free throw line, kicks to Garrison, wanted a three, kicks back instead to Smith. Manor was there to take the three away. Now Natalie drives, kicks to Kendall, swung back to Matthews. Now Garrison again left wing. Gives back to Smith, 8-foot jumper from the Bulldog. Go, good.
Shot.
Definitely building that confidence now, his freshman Natalie Smith, who's well into double figures, maybe on her way to 20 tonight. Minute 40 and ticking, third quarter. Tigress with it, Underwood baseline drive. Running floater, no good. Rebounded by Manor. Kicks to Roberts. Her three-pointer, no good. Another rebound by Manor, actually knocked out of bounds by Kendall, who was fighting for the rebound as well. We've talked about her before, Coach, but Claire Kendall, another one of those good hustlers when she comes in play.
She's earned some playing time here in the last few weeks. And I don't think she even played last year.
Did not. I heard a lot of people saying they wish she would have.
Yeah.
And now she comes back out as a sophomore, so that's certainly a good thing.
Yeah,
Kendall comes up with a steal here. Hands off
a lot
to
of
Smith.
Playing time before she's done.
Smith ahead to her classmate Garrison. Garrison puts on the brakes. Now goes to the hoop and draws the foul. So Garrison will go to the line. Garrison only two free throws on the season. He's hit both of them. Let your third of the season go and comes up a little short. Foul was against Lucy Manor. 45-29 the score. Minute 14 left in this third quarter. Madison Hayes coming out. Mother Walter going in. So a young lineup here. Two freshmen, two sophomores, and Kendall Matthews, the lone senior, on the court. For Clay County. Garrison lets the second one go. Good. 17 points the lead now. Coast-to-coast play for Mackenzie Hearn, who took the inbound pass and proceeded to go lay it in at the other end. Claire Kendall across the timeline. She's fouled. Now she'll go to the free throw line for two. Next game up for these Tigerettes, at least according to Coach T, the schedules are so messed up now with the cancellations. Says they got Van Buren County next. I don't know much about the Eagleettes this year.
Well, their really all-state player was had to have surgery and missed the first several games, and they didn't do very good, but since they got her back, they're doing pretty good.
I believe it. She is good. Kendall hits the first and the second. Just under 1 minute to play here in this third quarter. Tigerettes inbound again to her, and will she try to replicate that coast-to-coast feat? She hands off to Crawford instead this time. Crawford shot no good. Rebounded by Manor, who kicks out top to Roberts. Those were the first free throws of the year for Kendall. Good on both. A bucket by 23. Young Madison Askew. The sophomore. Sorry about the camera, folks. We'll get it caught up here. Walden with it out top. Works the Kendall. Now Garrison left side. Now to Smith. Playing for this last shot. 18 seconds and ticking is the power freshman. Pass it back and forth between them. Now Matthews right wing. Down to 10 seconds. Kendall going to drive, circles back around, gives to Smith. 5 seconds on the clock. Smith's going to drive, looking for this last shot, puts it up, just a little shy.
Really good move, but it's hard to get it up there.
Sure was. Third quarter ends, Clay County with a 15-point lead, 48-33.
Times. Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 48-33, headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, there's a lot on the board here. As Claire Kendall has 2 points, Halen Garrison one, Baylor Walden two, Ella Eads three, Kendall Matthews six, Madison Hayes has five, Hallie Buford eight, Bella Ashlock has nine, but it's the freshman, Natalie Smith, a game-high 12 points for the Lady Dogs at this point as they lead big in this one headed into the fourth quarter. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
Original five starters back on the court to start this fourth quarter for Coach Walker. Ashlock to the hoop, scores, and going to the line. Draws that foul, so another bucket for Bella, who has had to set at different times in this game. Due to foul trouble, she plays with four right now. This good outing tonight for Ashlock likely will push that average for her up into double digits for the per-game average on the season. Another steal here. Madison Hayes coming in front of it. Comes down, circles around, kicks back to Ashlock. Clay County with a chance to build on this 17-point lead. Wicks left side, gives to Buford. Thomas, what are you missing?
Cool.
3-point play by Ashlock.
It should have been by Ashlock, yes. Lacey Wicks knocks down a long 2-pointer. Yes, she completed the end one. Scoreboard didn't give credit for it.
Well, I had 48-33 going into the fourth quarter.
Something to be straightened out later. Typically in those situations, Thomas, you're the one that's correct.
Three. I thought that was the three that Lacey hit, but maybe it wasn't. I don't know.
Long two. Yeah, she's about all 6 inches inside.
53 then.
Now it's 52. It's
what is it?
I don't know.
It'll all come out in the wash. Thomas works really hard to keep all these stats straight, guys, and I certainly appreciate that. After all, that's where this all started, him taking stats in the stands for the newspaper, and we just kind of said, hey, won't we just try to call these things? We don't have any radio coverage, and we have had a blast doing it these last 7 years. And offensive foul called against Buford. She has fouled out on the contest, but just been blessed to have called things at a special time. And now, Thomas, they fixed the scoreboard. You were correct the whole time, 53-33.
Yeah, I thought it should have been a 20-point ball game. Clay County started the fourth quarter with a 5-0 run here to try to pretty much put this one away.
Biggest lead of the night at this point.
Right. Hallie's kind of got in the habit of when she drives using her off arm anyway to kind of push out a little.
Yep.
Man, they're calling it every time.
I've seen a lot of players doing that.
Yeah.
And
she's got several offensive fouls the last two or three games.
That's long
two,
inbound pass.
I mean, these last two fouls, that's what they were.
Yeah, and she's not really extended it either,
no,
Coach. She has a drawn arm.
Just enough to.
3-pointer hit by K.K. Roberts. 17 points the difference. And in typical Tigrette fashion, this Gordonsville team refusing to go away. Full timeout taken by Coach Walker. 6:23 left in this contest. Clay County 53, Gordonsville 36.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Back here live, mid-play. Ashlock posted up, kicks back out to Matthews, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Hayes. Madison kicks to Ella. Ella back to Matthews, back inside to Bella. Spin move shot, no good. Ball out of bounds, off of the Tigerettes. Clay County with another chance. Ella struggling to find somebody. Finally works into Wicks on the inbound. Wicks out top, defended by Underwood. Going to go to the hoop. Misses the underhanded layup from right side. Underwood the rebound quickly for the Tigerettes the other way. Shot up. No good, but a foul call on the floor. Going to go to the baseline to inbound.
Basically, we can see the starting lineup here, minus Hallie Buford, who fouled out to kind of at this time on the forward, Daniel.
Certainly is. Of course, Kendall Matthews, the senior, coming out to replace her classmate Buford. As we mentioned, in case you've tuned in late, right at the start of the game, right before the game started, Hallie Buford giving that commemorative 1,000-point ball by Coach Walker out at midcourt, and a feat that she accomplished in Birdstown Tuesday night. Speaking of commemorative and special nights, got one coming up here on February the 6th, Tuesday, February the 6th, a home game against Jackson County. The 2023 class of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame will be inducted at halftime of the girls' contest. Want to encourage everybody to turn us off that night and come out in person, support Mike Strong, Teresa Neiman, Sydney Roach, Burble, and Trent Bowles, the four new members of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. And Coach Sims, a strong class here in the 14th induction of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Still quality members getting voted in.
Yeah, there's a lot more to come that we have to pick from every year. But, yeah, this is definitely a good class for Sydney, one of the best players we've ever had. And the Neiman girl, too. I mean, I remember seeing her play before she left, but she was a super player. And well, Trent was one of the best scorers we ever had. Mike Strong, I actually remember him playing. You know, he's a good player, too. So they're all definitely worthy of being put in.
Mike Strong, one of those, you know, we don't follow sometimes spring sports as much, an outstanding baseball pitcher.
Yeah, he was. I never saw him play baseball, but from what I've read, he was a really good player.
Yeah, I hope to have a big crowd here at Joe Sims Gym that night. They'll be inducted at halftime of the girls' game against Jackson County. So probably be several from down the river. We hope to have several here from home to give those folks their credit and what's due to them because, it's a special night, Daniel.
Absolutely. A reception will be held in their honor at 4:30 in the cafeteria. That is open to the public. You can come attend that and celebrate with them.
Oh,
Ms. Smith knocks down a three. Coach Sims, you made a prediction, possible TDS top performer. I think you may be right.
She's had a good game.
15 points now for the freshman. Halfway through this fourth quarter, 4:20 and ticking. 56-37 the score. Clay County's been in front the entirety of the contest. Never have trailed in this game. Underwood with it. Drives inside. Her shot no good. Rebound Smith. Smith out. They pass ahead to Wicks. Wicks was not anticipating, but an over and back. What we thought was a Clay County turnover turns into a Tigerette turnover.
Yeah. I didn't really see it. I didn't know she went across the top. Come back.
Had the feet across, but I don't think the ball went.
Well, it's supposed to be everything. You know,
that's what I thought.
Well, we're up a 19. Yeah. You got to let her have that, you know. But the official did not. And, hey, that's one of those tough ones. Split-second decision. You blow the whistle, you got to call something. So, three-pointer by Matthews falls a little off. Rebound Manor. Manor to Underwood. Underwood comes the other way, works against three different dogs, gets to the hoop anyway. Foul call against Ella Eads. Of course, we mentioned 2 weeks to this. Got a timeout taken here. 3:41 left in this fourth quarter. Clay County up big, 56-37.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Where the Lady Dogs lead the Tigerettes by 19. It's 56-37, 3:41 left in this ball game, and we have Callie Underwood at the line for Gordonsville, who makes the first of two to cut the lead to 18.
Underwood misfiring on that free throw. Me and Coach Sims talking in that timeout about how earlier today there weren't any officials scheduled for this contest.
Really?
Since it was a rescheduled game, and to the best of the way getting a crew out here for us tonight anyway. Thomas, I must admit, I missed your comeback from the break there. You may have asked a question I didn't respond to or something.
No, I didn't ask a question. I was just trying to come up with things to say while you can finish your conversation there.
3:30 left in this one, and it's been a slower pace to this one with some out-of-bounds plays, a lot of free throws, and that's kind of caused that slower pace that's caused me to get off topic a little bit at times.
Well, Clay County's been in control throughout, despite the foul trouble of the two seniors. So it's been one of those that there hadn't been much pace to.
Yeah, that's true. Hayes misfires on a three. It was a good shot. Went halfway down into the cylinder and bounced back out. Underwood tries her hand at a three. That bounces off the front of the iron. Rebound by Eads. Well, Hayes and a Tigerette Waller on the floor. Both of them come up uninjured.
Good shot.
Lacey Wicks knocks down a two. 58-38. Back to a 20-point lead. This action's picked back up. Is now Walden appears to be injured. She ran into Underwood.
She hit her head or face on somebody.
Yeah. Being helped to her feet by Nellie Smith and checked on by Coach Walker. Walden, a tough girl, but you could tell immediately she was in pain.
Yeah.
Going to come to the bench for a breather. So on the floor after the sub here, we've got Claire Kendall, Natalie Smith, Ella Eads, Madison Hayes, and Lacey Wicks. 2:45 left in this one. Clay County on their way to an 11-8 record. and 2-3 in District 7A play. Remaining conference schedule is going to be Clark Range on Tuesday here at home, then a trip to Gordonsville next Friday, then the Monday of the following week, Monday, February 5th, at Red Bone Springs. That's the remaining conference schedule for Clay County. So hoping for a sweep there, hoping to beat Coach Rogers and the Lady Buffs here at home, which when we beat them, and it's usually here at home. So hoping for that, and to finish off strong, put us at 5-3 potentially in this conference, Coach Sims. That should solidify third place and avoid that play-in game.
That's for sure what we want. We're probably not going to win it now because we already lost three games, you know. So two or three, it doesn't matter. You're going to be in the same bracket. So
right.
You just want to stay out of that play-in game. You never know what could happen in it.
Absolutely.
I feel like we'd win no matter who we played, but.
Well, Lady Dogs, you know, I can't remember the year, but fell victim to Trousdale in what essentially was a play-in. It was as District 6 at the time, a bigger bracket. It's kind of a double play-in. You had two eliminations before you got to the...
Well, that was just...
Well, we didn't play two. We had a first-round bye. Trousdale had won and advanced to us, and then they beat us.
Yeah.
But
it
was.
They really got on a roll that year, Trousdale did.
Yeah.
Played really good.
We stuck Wee here through a timeout. 2:45 left in this one. Clay County up by 18. District tournament returning to the familiar grounds of Livingston Academy this year after a one-year hiatus from that venue. Is it Jackson County last year? Lady Dogs on them. Mount Smith with it. Works across the timeline. Kicks to Kendall in traffic. Kendall now at right wing. Kicks back over to Smith inside the Hayes. Power dribble off the glass right side. No good. Just didn't fall. Just had a strange rotation on the ball that walked it out of there.
Yeah. Well, for sure should get that one to go.
2:29 left as the Tigerettes inbound under full court pressure here. Tigerettes going to beat the pressure. Herring gets it ahead to Manor. Manor back out top to Roberts. Now swung over to Underwood. Deep three right side. Good. And we have a 15-point game, 58-43. Smith with it. Kicks inside to Hayes. Nice pass to Wicks. Lacey going to get fouled and go to the line. Of course, Hallie Buford, he's fouled out of this thing. Did Bella foul out, too?
I don't think so. I think he just...
She did.
Oh,
okay.
She did foul out? Mm-hmm. I missed that. We must have been burning our chops again while that went on.
Kendall Matthews coming back in. The action. She's played well tonight. Smith coming back out. A premier night for her, as Coach Sims alluded to. Just a lot of confidence, a lot of scoring. Played good defense. And, of course, you see, we talked about the youth of the Tigerettes. You see Smith paired against other young ladies closer to her age than some of these juniors and seniors that we see night in, night out. And you can tell that when she's amongst her own age peers, really strong player.
Yeah. She just needs experience. It's her biggest thing.
It's hard to have that as a freshman.
Yeah.
But she came in, you know, at a big moment, too, with Buford on the bench with three fouls and kind of it wasn't looking too good there for a while. You know, Gordonville cut it to 8 and finally got us going, really.
I mean, depending on what position we need, sometimes she's the first sub in. Sometimes it's Walden, sometimes it's her. It kind of depends on matchups. Minute 28 left in this one. Fourth quarter going slowly. I feel like we've been in this for a long time. 59-43. Clay County up by 16. Making it two more. Kendall Matthews, that's a bucket. She's close to double figures with that one. Already has 2 3-pointers in the contest. Herring comes down, misses her shot, rebound by Smith. Smith, full head of steam, out in front of traffic, puts on the brakes, lets her teammates catch up. 1 minute left, 61-43. Nice pass down low to Hayes. Going to finish this time. A good assist by the freshman. Tigerettes with another shot. Heron tries to go coast to coast. Misses off the left side. Rebound Eads. So Clay County able to snap a three-game losing streak here tonight. Coming in. We talked about it earlier. Had lost to Pickett, Clark Range, then Pickett. So a meat grinder of a trio of games there. Madison Hayes checking out for the last time tonight. Gets rid of that protective mask. First thing she did.
The good thing about the rest of our schedule is, you know, all the games are winnable.
Yes.
You know, Clark Range will be tough, but, you know, it's definitely winnable here. I'm not saying they're going to be easy because Macon, you know, we beat them in overtime here. That'd be a tough game over there. Jackson County.
Corner three by Garrison. Another talented freshman for Coach Walker. And a bucket added for Heron. 20 seconds left in this one. That's a great point, Coach. We said we had eight games left, and we could win them all. Kendall Matthews, that's another bucket. Put her into double figures. This one all but done. 3-2-1. Underwood does not get off the last second shot. This one goes final. Clay County winners by 23 points. Final score, Lady Dog 68, the Tigerettes 45.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleader.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Basketball Beer, presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. We just witnessed the Lady Dogs beat the Tigerettes of Gordesville 68-43, a 25-point win. And it's time for the Eco Panel Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up. Coach, kind of what we expected coming into this one. We knew the Lady Dogs needed to regain a little confidence and win with authority and ease, and that's really what we saw.
Yeah, we had a little lull there in the second quarter, I guess. We got a real good start, got some steals there early and led directly to points. And then, you know, when Hallie and Bella got in trouble, had foul trouble, had to sit down, you know. The other girls, like I said, it took them a little while to get going, but, you know, they played pretty well. Played most of the second half without either one of them, and, you know, finally started extending the lead. Like I said, little Natty Smith, I thought, played really good. And Lacey hit some shots, and Kendall Matthews hit some shots tonight that she, you know, hadn't done it much this year, but she was a bright spot for us, I thought. Maddie played pretty well. She missed some shots down low that she'd normally hit, but I don't know how many she had, probably 12 or 14 or something like that. But, yeah, just a good win, you know. Didn't have to stress a whole lot about it, but got 10 or 11 kids some playing time, you know. But we just need to carry it over and into our game with whoever we play next. Clark Rains, that who it is?
That is.
Yeah, we definitely did. Play good against them.
How big is it to get those players on the floor? We saw them kind of struggle to find their identity without Hallie Buford,
yeah.
But they got there. They ended up figuring it out. How big is that to be able to get it done?
Yeah, it's always good and important, you know, to get players that don't normally get a lot of playing time, you know, a little more comfortable with the game. You know, a lot of times players, when they come off the bench, they'll make mistakes that if they had a little more experience, they wouldn't make, you know, things that they just assume is going to be there that's not always there.
Yeah.
But now, I think Smith and even Eads, even though she's starting, you know, she's young, you know, she didn't have hardly any experience coming this year. You know, she's getting better at it. Baylor's, you know, getting better some. But they're all just, you know, profiting from getting some playing time in, you know, when the game's on the line.
Yeah. Give Gordonsville credit, they hung around. Like we said during the broadcast, you couldn't really let up.
No.
They were going to cut it back to single digits. Two in double figures. Callie Underwood finished with 16 points. Mackenzie Heron finished with 11. K.K. Roberts, 6. Molly Story, 3. And then Madison Askew, Lucy Manor, and Emma Crawford, all 2 points. So a good young Tiger Red team.
They scored pretty good, you know. I mean, if you score in the 40s, you know, some teams it's they're bad. They can get out of the 20s, you know, but, you know, they scored pretty well.
A whole lot on the board for Clay County, too. Claire Kendall, 2 points. Halen Garrison had 4. Baylor Walden had 2. Lacey Wicks, 5. Ella Eads, 3. Madison Hayes, 7. Hallie Buford, 8. And then we also, with 3 in double figures, Kendall Matthews had 10. Bella Ashlock ended up with 12. And then leading the way, the freshman, Natalie Smith, with 15. So, pretty good balance also.
It was, yeah. Of course, Hallie and Bella didn't get to score much because of foul trouble, but like I said, it's good to see all the other girls that played. I think everybody that played scored at least 2, you know, so that's good, you know.
Coach, appreciate you being with us. Good confidence builder here tonight for Lady Dog.
Yeah, it was. Maybe we can carry it over.
Folks, this Lady Dog wrap-up has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Stay with us for the Carquest pregame show for the boys' game coming up next.
Welcome to the Carquest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated Carquest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym here on the Horizon Sports Network. This is the CarQuest pregame show, getting ready for this boys contest. Going to go ahead and do the Cumberland Exteriors boys 7A update. Recent district action this past Tuesday night saw Pickett County beat Clay County 67-52. Red Bull and Springs lost to Gordonsville 46-53, a close contest there. And Clark Range playing outside of the district against the Livingston Academy Wildcats were defeated by a score of 46-100. Tonight's action, 4-13 Clark Range hosting 9-11 Red Bull and Springs. Right here at home, we've got 7-9 Clay County hosting 11-6 Gordonsville. And 13-4 Pickett County is idle tonight. Pickett County will play tomorrow night, taking on Clark Range. Current District 7A boys standings. Pickett County atop the heap with an unblemished 3-0 conference record. Gordonsville sitting in second place at 2-1. Red Bull sits in third place at 2-2. Clay County in fourth place at 1-3. And Clark Range in fifth place at 0-2. So this is a huge game tonight. Here in Salina is the Bulldogs trying to make sure they don't end up as the number 4 seed going into the district tournament. This is a big win to get Gordonsville to 2-2 and get Clay County to 2-3 in conference play. Don't want to see Gordonsville go up 3-1 and Clay County fall to 1-4. Boys 7-day update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. going to go ahead now and get ready to wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with a full coverage final word. Will we get thoughts from both of the Thomases sitting here on either side of me tonight about this big district matchup between Clay County and Gordons? Well, Coach, we'll get you live there on the mic. And
I believe I better do that, hadn't I?
Go ahead and get some thoughts here. Of course, Clay County, no secret that, you know, the 1-3 conference record right now, not something that Coach Edwards is happy with, but still early in this, they could finish out 5-3 if they get hot.
Absolutely. You know, and this one of these things, that our team is maturing a little bit every ball game, and, you know, they're, I don't know, we have had a real true leader emerge yet. I don't know that we've had some great nights with different kids. And I know that the Browning's coming along real, real well. He's really matured this year, and he's not making, you know, the fouls that he made back earlier in his career and early in this season.
Yeah.
He's hanging in there for most of the ball game now.
I agree with you, Coach. I think Clay County is starting to play the best basketball of the season. Thomas, you've seen all these games. What's your thoughts?
I think, you know, this could be come down to the paint between the two post players that Gordonsville has and Wyatt Browning. But to me, Weston Burble may be a big key tonight in defense of Brody Sachs on the interior. I just think the senior's kind of been the most consistent player for the Bulldogs tonight. We need Weston Burble to be that in order to get this win.
I know he's probably one of the more improved players over his entire career.
Sure.
You know, he was pretty rough to begin with, but he smoothed out. He's still not a real smooth basketball player, but he's pretty physical, pretty smart, and hustles hard. So, you know, you can't ask for anything else.
Coach, we've talked about it all year. So far, it's hurt us. Pickett County came in here, won for the first time in a while. Red Bullen came in here, won for the first time in a while. Coach Edwards has met Gordonsville in this gym 25 times. He has 24 wins, only one loss at home against Gordonsville. That puts a big target on one's back, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. You know, I know over the years when we had the real good teams, when somebody would come in and beat you, you'd think they'd won the state tournament again.
That's right.
You know, the crowd was all cheering, carrying on. And
got to get ready for the A game, don't we?
Yes.
Folks, that has been the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the Clay County Funeral Home boys starting lineups. First of all, the Gordonsville Tigers, they are the visiting team here tonight, wear their blue travel jerseys, gray numerals on them, trimmed in white. Gordonsville's head coach, Greg Bibb, fifth season at his current job at Gordonsville High School, 15th season overall as a head coach. Those others coming at Pickett County, of course. Record this year, 11-6 for Gordonsville, 2-1 in conference play, starting for Gordonsville. A sophomore, number 3, Jay Foster. Junior, number 5, Tucker Smith. Junior, number 10, Brody Sachs. Senior, number 23, Eli Adams. And a senior, number 34, Tristan Wood. The Clay County Bulldogs, they are the home team wearing those white home jerseys tonight. Black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Clay County's head coach, Rob Edwards, 24th season overall. 533 wins to 211 losses. A 7-9 record this year, 1-3 in District 7A play. Starting for Clay County, a junior, number 3, Lance Burchett. Junior, number 10, Nate Adams. Senior, number 22, Weston Burble. Senior, number 24, Andrew Smith. And a senior, number 30, Wyatt Browning. The starting lineup has been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect. Here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Big contest coming here. We talked about it there, meaning a lot towards the standings here as we get closer to the District 7A tournament. And you can bet that Gordonsville will bring everything they have, as they always do, guys.
Yeah, this is always an up-and-down game for the most part. But, again, I think we may see a little interior play from both teams here.
Yeah, you know,
the pace could be a little slower.
You know, and it seems like anymore, our seasons are over so quick anymore, doesn't it? And of course, we missed a couple of games with snow we got to make up, so it's going to be a little busy here for a day or two. But sometimes I think that's pretty good, too, to get just take a week off. You know, if it's snowing, tell the guys, stay away from the gym. Just forget about basketball a day or two and just come back and start all over again.
Absolutely. Sometimes that mid-season break can make all the difference. This game is underway. Gordonsville with this opening possession. Going to be Smith outside, works across to Wood. Wood now hands off to Foster. Foster, the sophomore, works out top, back and forth between him and Adams. Foster to the hoop, whistles low, a foul call. Nate Adams picking one up early here. Of course, Lance Burgett called for that personal.
Yeah, two of the best quarterbacks in this area going to be going at it tonight, and Nate Adams and Jay Foster.
No doubt. Of course, an epic installment of that gridiron series this year, double overtime game on Turney Ford Field. Unfortunately, the Tigers coming out on top, 1 point. The final margin in that one. I expect we may have as many dramatics here tonight. Adams inside, jump stop, kicks over to Birdwell, knocked away by the Tigers. Brody Sachs knocking out of bounds, the big junior. One of the best returning players in all the district, in my opinion. You think about him. You think about Colton Copas at Ribbon Springs. They were both sophomores last year. Really good player is Sykes.
Yeah, Sykes was dominant last year. I mean, there's no doubt. He's the key to this Gordonsville team.
Fay County comes up empty on that possession. Gordonsville in front.
Brennan was just a little bit out of step then.
Eli Adams inside, a classic battle going to take place between him and White Browning. Two big guys on the post, both of them good, agile players. Brandon wins that installment. Adams a little hard on the shot. Rebound Smith. Pass ahead to Burgett. Three-pointer good.
Good, great shot.
Lance Burgett opening up hot is always a good thing.
Got set up, squared up, and buried it.
3-1 the score. Black, purple, and gold in front. Wood trying to answer with a three. His own no good. Rebound Adams. Adams kicks to Sykes. Sykes can do it inside or outside. He's defended by Burble. Another good matchup between those two. Birdwell denies access to the hoop, continues that outstanding defensive effort that we've seen him play with. Birdwell right now, just based on what I've seen, has to be considered as one of the better defenders in the entire district. He always draws the tough assignment for this Clay County squad, and good defense here creates a turnover. Gordonsville with no points on that possession.
Right, that's good possession.
Yeah, you're right about Birdwell, and what makes him so good as a defender is he can guard out in the floor or in the post. He's got the length and the strength to do both.
He does. 6 minutes and ticking, opening quarter. Thomas, you talked about a slower pace. So far, we're seeing that here, and it's Burgett to the hoop. Offensive foul call. Sykes taking the charge. Got one of those 50-50
calls. Yeah, that's one of those you don't like.
Lance Burchett with two personal fouls has to come sit early. Sophomore Nolan Adams checking in. .550 mark, first quarter as the Tigers come down looking for their first field goal. They have a free throw on the board, and that's it. 3-1 the score. Travel call against Adams, who was uncomfortable at the top of the key in the open court, even though he was undefended. Adams a good football player as well for the Tigers this past season. Nate Adams, jump shot, right elbow, no good. Rebound, Tucker Smith. Smith ahead to Foster. Jay Foster with it, left wing. Kicks back to Smith. Smith hands off to Wood. Wood kicks to Sykes, top of the key. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Nolan Adams. Nolan loses it, recollects it. Nolan Adams, just like an Energizer bunny out there. Always hustling, always everywhere. Outstanding athleticism, always making good things happen. West of Myrtle now with it. Tried to go off to Nate. A good save by West, and I didn't pan the camera. Almost it over and back.
Great job of staying on his side of the court.
Yeah, it was. Sometimes I just start watching and forget to move that camera, folks. I apologize for that. Nate Adams, baseline pass inside the West and knocked away by Gordonsville Sykes. Clay County going to try it again. So this one of those nights, Coach, for Gordonsville with the size advantage overall down inside.
Yeah, and it looked like we're playing kind of a group defense where everybody's just kind of gathering in a big wad down there. And it looked like maybe inviting us to take some outside shots.
Birdwell on the inbound, hands back to Nate. Adams now, free throw line, gives to Browning. Steps to the hoop, misses the shot. Rebound Tucker Smith. Passes ahead now to Wood. Wood, right wing, drives into the logo in the paint. Kicks to Sachs. Sachs steps in, jump shot, no good. Rebound Nate Adams. Now a quicker pace, full head of steam. Nate wanting to go to the hoop, got to watch the offensive foul. Gets to the hoop, misses the shot. Rebound Jay Foster. Foster
we're
now
going
full
back
head of
the
steam.
Other way now pretty fast.
Wood with it, fires the three, no good.
Got it.
Actually, it is good. I was just hoping it was no good. Gordonsville now takes their first lead, 4-3.
That's the first good open look they've had in this ball game. And they made us pay.
Halfway through this first quarter, Thomas, perhaps that slower pace to the Bulldogs' favor. Neither team, you know, it's 4-3, but that quick pace, all of a sudden, they hit a three-point.
Yeah, Gordonsville wants to slow it down, I think, and with their paint presence. It's Browning, a big strong move by the big fellow right there. Adams over the back, trying to get the block, but Browning going to the line. But like I was saying, I think Gordonsville wants to play slow if
a
they can.
Couple of Gordonsville fans didn't agree with that.
They did not.
They
Coach Lib didn't either, I think.
But with the half-court defense from Clay County, you know, get the rebound, and they want to get out and run after that.
Eli Adams checking out for Gordonsville. Clinton Pope checking in. Tyra Westmoreland has checked in for Clay County. Andrew Smith has checked out. Browning at the line for another. He missed the first. Second one's away. Good.
Got that second one.
Tied up at four, Coach. Halfway through this first quarter, 3:40 mark. Gordonsville with it. Sacks out top. Kicks back to Smith. Swung now to Foster. Swinging back around the perimeter.
See, Clay County playing a 2-3 zone here, Daniel. First time we've seen that this season.
Foster knocks down the three-pointer. 7-4. Coach Edwards says, I've seen enough. Give me a timeout. Very frustrated.
Nice shot.
Wants to talk to his guys. 3:25 mark first quarter. Gordonsville 7, Clay County 4.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. It's a low scoring first quarter so far as Gordonsville leads Clay County 7-4, Daniel.
For a long time it was 3-1 in favor of the Dogs, and now it has shifted. Clay County now with an opportunity to cut into this 3-point Gordonsville lead. Nate Adams called for the travel. Just drug that hind foot.
A little indecisive there where he wanted to go with the ball. And then
he
that called
guilty.
The turnover.
Smith with it out top. Swings into the corner to Wood. Wood going to dribble out into the paint. Loses the handle. Good job of Westmoreland tying it up. Gordonsville picks it back up, though. Sachs, fake shot. Going to knock down. Birdwell, no whistles blow, though. Probably a good no call, I suppose.
Yeah, good lick to the chin, but nothing serious.
Adams, jumper from the free throw line, no good. Rebound number 24, Pope, for the Tigers. Gordonsville back to their end now. Coach Edwards sending in the defensive instructions. Three-pointer deep now from Foster. He's feeling it. His second triple of the contest.
That's a long way out on the floor.
10-4 in favor of Gordonsville. Andrew Smith comes back to the scores table to check in. We continue to see Lance Burchett on the bench.
Yeah, Burchett on the bench for two fouls. Second possession, Clay County's went to that 2-3 zone. Foster's made them pay, Daniel. Let's see if Coach Edwards wants to stick with it.
He won't stay in it too long if that happens. Westmoreland answers with a three.
Got his spot.
That is his spot, that left corner. The patented place on the floor of Rob Edwards Court. Four senior sharpshooter, Tyler Westmoreland. Coming into this week of action, Westmoreland with a high average from three, 39%. It hit 14 of 36 going into Tuesday night's action in Burchtown.
You get close to 40% from distance, you're shooting it well, aren't you, Coach?
Yes. He's got a good looking shot. You know, he's kind of short, and he's got to get a good open look, and he does a pretty good job, and the team's doing a good job of getting the ball at the right time.
Yeah. Adams driving to the hoop, has the ball knocked away, touches Nate last, though. Gordonsville coming away with the possession. Minute 35 left in this first quarter, 10-7 the score. Gordonsville with a three-point lead and the basketball. Smith with it out top. Foster's the one that's got the hot hand for the Tigers. Inside Eli Adams, 8-foot jumper, good.
Nice little shot.
Good
nice
touch.
Turnaround.
Good touch on it.
That was with his left hand, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I believe he may be a bit ambidextrous. Adams with it, kicks to Smith. Smith drives, hands back to Nolan Adams. Now Nolan shakes and bakes. Inside, shot up, good.
Man.
Did not roll, but he goes to the free throw line.
I thought he was going
to
go in.
What an athletic move. A Euro step, a stop jump shot, drew contact. Very impressive to me the way Nolan Adams is able to manipulate his body and handle the basketball and create shots.
We've got to make those foul shots, guys.
Does open up missing in that one. Nolan, 9 of 35 on the year coming into this week's action from the free throw line. A steal. Nolan Adams, and there we are. He did step on the sideline, but Thomas, we just talked about it. He did the same thing the other night at Birdstown. He's done the same thing in every game this year. He's going to make something happen.
No doubt. I think he had four steals up there, three of those coming against Jacob Amonette at Birdstown. And, you know, it's just his anticipation and, honestly, just pure athletic ability out of Nolan Adams. It's just impressive, like you said.
Pope with it, left wing, gives back to Smith. 40 seconds left in this opening quarter. Gordonsville up by 5, 12-7. Peoples has checked in for the Tigers. He had a hand on it a moment ago. Adams with it, right side, works against Browning, one-on-one. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Nice rebound by Pope, somehow kept it alive. Came in from the side and took it away from Weston.
You see Coach Evers going back man here. So it's one-on-one between Browning and Adams in the post.
Under 15 seconds now in the quarter. Smith with it, out top, defended by Andrew Smith. Under 10. Now down to 5. Weston Myrtle comes up with a loose ball. 3.5 seconds on the clock. Tried to feed across to Andrew Smith. Knocked out of bounds by Gordonsville. 0.5 of a second on the clock. Coach, is that time to catch and shoot?
Yeah, can't do much with it.
Look for the...
This is a good time if we can get the ball to Brown and he'll just turn and put it up.
Probably the lob to Birdwell most of the time.
They say the shot was no good. Went for the catch and shoot rather than the tip. First quarter has ended. 12-7 the score. Gordonsville with a 5-point lead.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County trails Gordonsville 12-7 with 8 minutes left here in the first half, headed into the second quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, Lance Burchett and Kyler Westmoreland, both with a three-pointer, and then Wyatt Browning, one made free throw for their total of 7. Gordonsville being led by Jay Foster. He's got 7, including 2 threes in the first quarter. Eli Adams, 2, and Tristan Wood, 3 for the Tigers. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place. Well, if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
That they are. Second quarter action underway. Clay Kenny with the ball to open up the quarter. Browning with it out top. Kicks to Birdwell now. Adams at the wing. Nate back to Nolan. Nolan, three-pointer top of the key. In there.
Nice shot.
Adams with a pure stroke on that one. Seven and a half minute mark, second quarter, back to a 2-point game, and Tristan Wood called for the travel.
You can't fake with your feet. That may be against the rules.
Opportunity here for this black, purple, and gold squad to tie in the contest or perhaps take a one-point lead, depending on shot selection. Nolan Adams kicks to Smith. Andrew back to Nolan. Thought about the three. Going to drive. Steps back. Long two. Good. Nolan Adams started to heat up.
A couple of big shots.
And that's been the curious thing about some of the woes at the free throw line. Nolan Adams is a good shooter.
Yeah.
He's actually got a higher percentage from three right now than from free throw. So I hope he continues this good shooting from the floor, as he's very capable of doing.
And Nolan Adams single-handedly tied this ballgame.
Draws a foul. Woo! Eli Adams draws the and one and goes to the line. A personal 7-0 run by Nolan Adams, putting Clay County in front 14-12. The sophomore getting a pop out of the crowd assembled here in Joe Sims' gym. Certainly got one from the Twin Lakes broadcasting table.
That's great. Yeah. Body control and great timing.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, you see the confidence growing in the young player. This is just a sophomore. You know, he hadn't played a whole lot of
all
basketball
right
here in Joe Sims' gym.
Completed the three-point play, guys, the old-fashioned way. Good on the free throw. Puts Clay County up by three, 15-12. 6:42 mark of this second quarter. And Sykes is going to answer with a three. No good. White Brown in the rebound. Hand off to Nate Adams, the junior, across the timeline into the front court. Euro step, shot off the glass, no good. Weston Burble keeps it alive, taken away by Tristan Wood. He passes ahead to Jay Foster.
Oh.
Foster, the offensive foul. Oh, the official changed his mind, gave the signal of an offensive foul, and then said, no, I messed it up, guys. It was against Clay County. Changed it to a defensive call. Should be a fine.
Bang, bang play right there. I tell you, I like the atmosphere in Joseph's gym right now. Our crowd's fired up. The Gordonville crowd's fired up. This is District 7A basketball, Daniel.
Coach Edwards wanted an explanation. He said, sir, you signaled a charge, then you changed it.
Yeah.
But, hey.
That's one of them.
Toughest job there is, guys, being an official. I like to harp on them on occasion, but sincerely appreciative of them being here calling this game.
Was it Foster with the free throws?
It was Foster.
Well, now the odds are pretty even. 50-50, they'll get it wrong every time.
And now we see that a call at the other end against Sykes, I believe, or against Nate. It was signal 10, so Sykes getting the call. Bit of a makeup call, perhaps. Clay County on the inbound. Nolan Adams with it. He's had the hot hand. Gonna be sent to the free throw line. And I'll be honest, I didn't see the contact.
No.
Certainly it happened, the foul. Yeah.
Some of these officials got better eyesight than we do, as we find out as we go along. They see a lot of things that we don't.
The foul went against Tristan Wood, his first personal. 15-14 to score. Clay in front by one.
That's dumb.
Adams does not convert on those free throws. Sacks the rebound. Weston Burble almost came away with that ball.
I really think he may have walked.
Tigers back with it. Chance to take a lead here for them as Clay County leads by one. 5:45 and ticking second quarter. Sacks out top. Going to isolate and drive inside. Backs into Burble. Nice job by Weston. Shots missed. Jump ball. Oh, a foul on Sacks. Birdwell getting his hands on the ball first. Maintain possession of that rebound, Thomas. And Sykes coming in late. I thought a jump ball was going to be called, but a foul on Sykes instead.
Yeah, Sykes scoreless so far. Birdwell kind of in his head just a little bit. Got him frustrated there. Missed an easy jumper that he usually makes with ease.
Certainly did.
That was an attitude foul.
Birdwell now pulls up, kicks to Smith. Smith drives baseline, kicks back to Birdwell. Weston with it, drives to the elbow, spins, shoots, misses, rebounds his own shot, put back, no good, rebound Tigers. Burble playing hard, just could not get that one to fall. Foster with it, back on the big blue end. He spins, his jump shot in there. Silky smooth.
That's a good shot.
Really nice. 16-15, Gordonsville back in front by one. 5-minute mark of this second quarter. On the floor for Clay County, we see the Adams brothers, Andrew Smith, Weston Burble, and Cole Eads, who is checked in. Gordonsville came up with a steal, but then a foul was called or a travel?
I don't know.
Foul. I do believe.
Clay County ball?
Yes. 14 fouls in the quarter against Gordonsville. The next will create a bonus situation. Adams on the inbound. Nolan with it. Drives undefended to the hoop. Finally, Jay Foster steps in, swats the ball away. Tigers come up with it. Foster out top. Swings over to Pope. Now in the corner to Wood. Back to Pope at the wing. Over to Smith, defended by Westmoreland. A lot of perimeter passing. You see Sachs and Adams out of the lineup. No post player on the floor for the Tigers and head coach Greg Bibbs. So a five-wide situation. Browning by himself in the paint to defend nobody. That's the easiest assignment White had all year in the middle of that zone.
Yeah, we're seeing Wood. We're really going to let him shoot that one, Daniel.
Really, kind of like they've got the attitude that they really don't want to shoot that open three-pointer.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
And they airballed when they did, so maybe we see why. Adams tries to feed Browning across the paint.
Had to be a Gordonsville hand on that one. We don't see Nate Adams just throw it out of bounds, guys.
Tigers with possession of the ball halfway through this second quarter here. That's a questionable call on possession. Corner three by Smith. No good. Yep. Airballed it. Rebound Nate Adams. Nate, full head of steam into the paint. Big Euro step. Finger roll doesn't go.
Oh,
Nate called for the foul. Coming back in.
You got to be smarter than that.
3:49 mark of this second quarter. 16-15 the score. Neither team scored in the last few moments here. 1-point lead for Gordonsville and possession of the basketball. Low scoring affair here. Gordonsville 11-6 on the year, according to Coach T. 2-1 in district play. Clay County 7-9 on the year. 1-3 in district play. If you look at those 9 losses that Clay County have, all of them are quality opponents. Really good teams. Block shot by Nate Adams, recollected by the Tigers and laid in by Smith. Junior Tucker Smith with a bucket, putting Gordonsville up by 3, 18-15. 3:10 and ticking. And now an unforced error by Clay County. Westmoreland could not hang on to the Nate Adams pass. And Gordonsville back in possession. Thomas with a chance to build what would match their biggest lead of the night, I believe, at 5 points.
Yeah, I think you're right, Daniel. We trailed by 5 headed into this second quarter. You know, the only points scored by the Dogs here in the second, all coming from Nolan Adams, all 8 of them.
Gordonsville equally as cold as they airball another shot. Clay County back with possession. Westmoreland, corner shot, no good. Rebound Browning, power dribble, put back, in there. Clay County battling back within one, 18-17. We've got a classic going here, Coach.
Got the shot off looking at the basket.
Gordonsville back with it. Peoples out top. Kicks over to Pope. No, actually Wood, 34 instead of 24. Back in the hands of Peoples. Just a weave amongst the Tigers here. Ball sits in left wing in the hand of Peoples.
You know, the difference for Gordonsville, we haven't seen Sachs this entire second quarter since he picked up that second foul.
Or Eli Adams.
That's right. So, with them on the bench, it's a different ballgame. Completely different ballgame.
Second foul picked up by Nate Adams. Team's third of the quarter. Lance Burchett has been on the bench since the opening minutes with two personals. On the floor now for Clay County, Andrew Smith, Nolan Adams, Conker Westmoreland, Wyatt Browning, and Weston Bourbon. Gordonsville playing that slow methodical pace right here, as you alluded to, Thomas. Minute 55 and ticking, second quarter. 18-17 the score. Gordonsville up by one. Now inside into the hands of Pope. His shot no good. Nolan Adams going to run the point with his brother Nate on the bench. Kicks over to Westmoreland. Now to Smith. Now back to Birdwell.
Trying to isolate White here.
Ooh, nice pass to Birdwell on the post. He gets the shot to go, and Jay Foster picks up the foul. Coach, what about that play?
Great pass, and a good job of catching that pass.
Good decision by White Browning there.
Yes.
And a good finish through contact by Weston Burble. Looks
like he might have surprised Weston just a little bit. But he recovered in time to catch it.
Missed the and one. No. Nolan Adams, the rebound and put back good for two. That's even better than the free throw.
Yeah.
Nolan Adams with 10 points in the quarter. 21-18, Clay County in front. Sophomore Nolan Adams with essentially half of the black, purple, and gold scoring.
See Clay County going back to the zone here.
Well, Thomas, as I look out onto the floor.
Maybe not.
At this black, purple, and gold unit of five. Four of the five played football and suffered that second double. I couldn't think
double,
of it.
Double overtime loss.
I was going to say second overtime.
Yeah.
Suffered that one-point double overtime loss. You talk about a personal game. Well, this is personal for them.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we saw it early as Foster got hot and then Nolan Adams came in. It's not just about what he's done as far as scoring the ball either. He's guarding Foster. He's definitely slowed him down here in the second quarter.
Got Peoples at the line, knocks down a free throw, makes it 21-19. Gordons will trade him by two. Second free throw is away by Peoples. A little too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound Brownie. 40 seconds left in this first half, Coach.
Yeah, we need to score again and not let them score anymore. And I believe we've got possession coming out of the halftime, I believe. So this could be at least a four-point play.
21-19. Clay up by two. 20 seconds left in the second quarter. Birdwell with it, right wing. Looks to Coach Edwards. Gives back to Adams.
Big moment for Nolan Adams right here. His brother Nate, not in the ballgame.
Uses a Browning screen. Kicks to Smith in the corner. Thought about a three. Back to Nolan. 5 seconds on the clock. Gonna drive. Step back three. Left wing. No good. Buzzer sounds. First half ends. A good one it has been here at Joe Sims Gym. Between Greg Bibb and his Tigers and Rob Edwards and his Bulldogs. Clay County 21, Gordonsville 19 at the break.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Gorgeville 21-19 here at the half, and it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County trailed by 5 at the end of the first quarter before they rallied and outscored Gorgeville 14-7 in the second, behind a big second quarter from sophomore Nolan Adams, to go up by 2 here at halftime. For Gorgeville, they're being led by Jay Foster. He's got 11 first half points. Eli Adams has 2. Tucker Smith has 2. Tristan Wood has 3. And James Peoples has 1. Brody Sykes, scoreless so far for the Tigers. For Clay County, Nolan Adams, 10 points in the second quarter, leads the way for the Dogs. Kyler Westmore in a big three-pointer in the first quarter. Weston Myrtle has 2. Wyatt Browning, 3. And Lance Burchett, who didn't play the majority of the first half with foul trouble, also has 3 points for Clay County. Clay County leading scorer, Nate Adams, also scoreless here at halftime, along with Sykes. Again, Clay County leads 21-19 in this District 7A matchup with Gordonsville. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more. And do that online at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back here to Joe Sims Gym, folks, and the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Got a good one going here, District 7A battle between Clay County and Gordonsville. The Dogs up by 2 at the break, 21-19. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Tried to trick you a lot of different ways this year. Of course, you guys are so good, I never can trick you. But don't have to list three different people this year, all this different stuff. Pretty straightforward tonight. In 2011, Coach Edwards and the Dogs met Gordonsville for elimination basketball in the region quarterfinal. What player led the way with 27 points scoring to help the Black, Purple, and Gold advance past the Big Blue by a final score of 63-38? We'll read that one more time. In 2011, Coach Edwards and the Dogs met Gordonsville for elimination basketball in the region quarterfinal. What player led the way scoring with 27 points to help the Black, Purple, and Gold advance past the Big Blue by a final score of 63-38? If you think you know the answer to that, please send in your guesses to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Now, if you have not sent your message yet, go ahead and stop and don't send it, because we have a winner. Loyal listener Sam Daniels, the first to respond tonight. He says Trent Bowles. He's 100% right. A big 600-plus point year that Trent had that year. Several others have come in with the answer right on the heels of Sam. Tiff Brown, of course, Trent's mother-in-law, she obviously knew the answer. She sent in the correct answer. Also, Tyler Kerr sends in the answer of Trent Bowles. And several of them coming in. So congratulations to everybody who knew it, but mostly to Sam Daniels, who is tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge winner. He will be receiving another free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway, and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina.
Looking forward to having Trent and the Mike Strong and Sidney Burble and Teresa Neiman all for the Hall of Fame on February the 6th, too, aren't we, Coach?
Yeah, I think there may be a little blip in the Sunday newspaper announcing that. I talked to the writer down there that does that little county thing, and I think he's going to give us a little heads up on that Sunday.
Oh, okay.
A score to open up here. The second half for the Tigers, I believe Big Eli Adams, who has returned to action. 7:35 mark of this third quarter. Teams have switched ends of the floor. Clay County working at the hoop to our right. Gordon's with the hoop to our left for the remainder of the contest. Nate Adams to the hoop. He scores. Clay County back in front. We were temporarily tied 21-21. And now the Black, Purple, and Gold take a two-point lead. Sykes out top. Another who said a lot during that second quarter. Back on the floor. Sykes been held very low scoring tonight thanks to some great defense by senior Weston Burble.
You see Nolan Adams getting the start here in the third quarter, Daniel.
Joining Adams on the floor, we see the return of Lance Burgett. Of course, Nolan's brother Nate out there as well, along with Weston Burble and White Browning. Nice move by Foster. Cannot complete it, though. White Browning had it. Came off of his hands. Nate Adams picks up the loose ball.
It looks like they have changed maybe their strategy the last night. They went and run that weave the first two offensive. More of a straight up.
Clay County in empty possession is taken away by Gordonsville here. Sykes, three-pointer left wing in there. A good open look. Had plenty of time and knocked it down. Gordonsville reclaiming a lead. 24-23. Burchett kicks to Nolan. Nolan inside to Weston. Weston going to kick back to Nolan. Now back to Lance. Lance has a three-pointer on the night. Then he picked up two personals. And went out. Burble, free throw range jumper, no good. Adams the rebound. Browning doing a nice job of keeping the contact away there, not getting the foul. Inside the Sykes, he's posted up against Burble. Spins, pivots, shoots, misses.
Great
rebound, Burchett. Lance, full head of steam, 1-on-1. Actually, went on three, and he puts on the brakes.
They caught up with him.
Yeah.
Great post defense by Weston Burble against Sykes right there.
Good pass.
Burble adding the bucket. 5:30 and ticking. Third quarter. A back-and-forth duel here. 25-24. White Brownie being called for the foul.
Yeah, you know, you got to keep your hands in your pocket when you get caught behind the man that way.
Corner three by Foster, no good. Sacks, rebounding putback. Gordonsville back in front. Going to be interesting to look at all the lead changes this game has had, Thomas, as we sit with this one-point difference right now, just back and forth.
Well, we just need to continue this and get the last possession.
There you go.
We'll be in good shape, won't we?
Clay County with it. Burchett, left wing. Goes left, goes right, gives it off to Nate. Now Nolan, right wing. Back to Lance. Lance going to drive inside. Free throw range jumper, no good. Rebound, Eli Adams. He hands off to Smith. Smith passes ahead to Wood. Wood in the corner, inside to Sykes. Sykes defended by Verbal. What a great job. Nowhere to go for Sykes. Has to kick it back out. Now inside to Eli Adams, who works against Browning. Equally as good defense. Verbal and Browning just really doing a great job in there tonight. Browning fighting for a rebound, comes up with it after Adams missed shot from left block.
And you'll see, too, Coach Edwards and Weston Burwell are going to give Sykes a three-pointer if he wants it. He did make one, but he's not going to make many of them.
He's one of, like, six on the night. Burwell with it. Entry pass down low to Nate. Nate scores right block. Clay County back in front, 27-26.
Good shot, but a greater pass.
It was. Just a good hookup between the senior and the junior. Halfway through this third quarter. Constant lead changes throughout it so far. 3:55 on the clock. Wood with the ball. Drives the right side of the lane. Defended by Burchett. Whistles blow. Here's my gripe with this, guys.
You got
an official standing right in front of Burchett. He doesn't blow his whistle. The one who's looking through two other players behind Burchett, who's 30 feet away, blows the whistle. That's my issue with that call. Proximity.
He made a bad guess.
Mm-mm. So we got Wood at the line shooting free throws. He hits them both. And another lead change. Now the Tigers with the one-point advantage, 28-27. So Lance with three personals. Nolan, left side, had that huge second quarter. Goes inside, now a foul call, a makeup foul for the box call against Burchett. Now we get one against the Tigers. Clay County on the inbound. They swing around to Adams, left wing. Nolan with it, going to isolate and drive. Kicks over to Weston, right side. Baseline drive, look at Burble. Nice pass to Brownie. Ooh, missed the six-foot jumper.
Got away with all over the back.
Nate Adams is going to be called for a foul, and I'm just going to stay calm, but I think it's horrible.
No, that's definitely a makeup. I mean, actually, Brownie did foul over the back. And
well, that could be. I missed that part.
There's no doubt in my mind that's what that one was.
Now, once again, I apologize to our watchers at home. I failed to swing the camera that time because I saw what was fixing to happen and was mortified that that call was going to be made. Gordonsville with the ball and the lead after Adams picks up his third personal. Nate fouled out Tuesday night at Birdstown. And immediately things change. Offensive foul, now the call against Sykes, and the Tiger faithful are silent. Thomas, I'll just get a little more ramped up for these big blue and black, purple, and gold contests.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. It's, you know, like we say, more really a football
We may get a bib call here in a minute. He's getting a little irritated again.
Well, that would be the typical. Bib, known for his technicals, a very emotional coach, a very good coach,
yeah,
as everybody knows. And I've lost sight of the action on the court for a moment there. Thomas, what happened? Just a turnover?
Yeah, we made a bad pass.
Yeah, trying to feed it into Browning there, just a little too hot.
2:50 and ticking, third quarter. I'll get focused back on calling the action and less on the emotions of hatred for the Big Blue. 28-27, Gordonsville with the lead. Adams inside, Eli Adams, a nice move, goes to the hoop, scores.
That
the senior post player.
Got thrown in, I believe. It looks like he's way below the rim.
Adams with a nice move there. Touched it off the glass. Gordonsville up by three. 30-27. Biggest lead in a while for either squad. It's been a single-digit game. Back and forth for a while. Browning tries the same from right side. Can't get it to fall. Adams rebound. Verbal comes up, knocks it loose. Scrum for the ball. Still a loose ball.
I know.
Gordon's were going to be awarded the ball.
Nobody touched it.
Well, I think Verbal hit it last.
You think he had the control of it?
Yeah, well, he never had control, but it went off his left hand. But what an outstanding effort by Weston. Verbal hustling for that loose ball.
Great hustle.
2 minutes left in this one. Third quarter action, that is. We still got a full 8 minutes left in the fourth coming after this. 30-27. Gordonsville with the lead. Wood drives the left side. Kicks back out to Polk. Polk gives to Foster. Foster drives. The big high moon ball floater went in and then back out. Tyron Westmore on the rebound. Kicks over to Nolan Adams. Nolan going to shake and bake from right side. Works to the block. Shot's any good. Bucket's good. And Nolan Adams goes to the line to try to complete his second three-point play the old-fashioned way of the night. 30-29, Dogs trailing by one.
Great shot. Didn't look like it had any kind of chance to go in.
And what I've been missing, and I'll be honest, through 11 broadcasts this year, Thomas, is Nolan Adams misses that free throw. I have not felt the emotion here in Joe Sims Gym or on the road from the Clay County crowd as Eli Adams adds another. Really, at any point during our 11 broadcast this year, there's no shortage of it tonight, though.
Yeah, I agree. You know, most of the time we're talking about a Piga County game being that way. But we just haven't seen that. But you're right. This is what District 7A basketball is all about right here. But, again, I think you're right as far as the carryover from the season this fall, too.
Andrew Smith misfiring on a three from the top of the key. Gordonsville back in possession. Tigers leading 32-29. Minute five left in this third quarter. Pope with it down top. Kicks to Peoples. Peoples now going to dribble back out top from the wing. Then kick back to Pope. Sykes on the bench. Adams is working on the post. Him and Browning doing battle. What a battle it's been between those two. Gordonsville playing slow down to 45 seconds. They may be playing for the last shot, Coach.
Yeah, I believe they've decided that's what they're going to do.
Peoples now with it. Back to Pope. 30 seconds and ticking.
You have to think they're going to try to get it to Foster when they decide to go, but Nolan Adams denying the ball to Foster at this point.
Two highly athletic sophomores. Down to 15 seconds, and here's a steal. Nolan Adams with it. Pick the pocket of the Tigers, goes to the hoop, missed the shot. Rebounded by Foster. He comes quickly the other way. 8 seconds on the clock. Pull up, stop, jump shot. Good.
Dribbles in.
Time for a desperation heave. 1.5 seconds. Half court shot by Nolan Adams. No good off the glass. Third quarter ends here. Joe Sims Gym. The Tigers have a 5-point lead, 34-29.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County trails Gordonsville 34-29, headed into the fourth quarter, and here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Clay County only 8 third quarter points. They got outscored 15-8 to trail by 5 here, headed into the fourth by Gordonsville. Nolan Adams up to 12 points to lead the dogs. Kyler Westmore 3, Weston Burwell 4, Wyatt Browning has 3, Lance Burchett has 3, and Nate Adams 4 points for Clay County. Jay Foster leading the way for Gordonsville with 13. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
Fourth quarter action underway, as Coach Watson said, just about the biggest lead of the night here for either squad. 5 points the difference. Browning off the glass, no good. A foul called, though, and Big White Browning going to the free throw line. Two big shots coming here. Tigers up by five. Nobody from either squad playing with four personals. Actually, I lied. Nate Adams, I missed that. So Nate's got four.
Sachs also has four.
Is that Sachs or Nate just on the board right now?
That's Sachs.
Has Nate got four or just three? I think three.
He's got four, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it.
Both of them then.
Yeah.
Browning hits one of the two, or have they not updated the scoreboard?
Yep.
One of two makes it a four-point game, 34-30. Tigers with the ball and a four-point lead. Here's a takeaway. Nolan Adams poked it out. Lance Burchett picks it up. The junior across the timeline. Lance, top of the key, slows down. Sets the offense. Kicks to his cousin Nolan. Nolan Adams bounce pass inside to Browning. Browning had a baseline look. Comes back into the paint. Shot up, no good. Verbal, a tip back, no good. Eli Adams pulling out a big rebound. Adams playing tough. Four Gordons will down the stretch here. Now it's going to be Foster inside. Lays in the athletic shot. 36-30. Nolan Adams, actually Nate, I'm sorry, coming the other way. And the whistle blew, a full timeout taken by Coach Edwards. 7:02 left in this ballgame. Gordonsville 36, Clay County 30.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Back here live, coming out of this timeout, Lance Burchett baseline drive, kicks to Browning, faces up against Adams, going to drive, different looks. Is it picked from behind? It's going to be Smith who comes up with it, gets away with a travel, kicks to Foster. Foster swings to Wood, inside to Adams. Good job by Browning. Adams gets the bucket over the top, though. Eli Adams. Yes, it is. Thomas, I missed it. Nate Adams with a bucket, according to Tyler Edwards.
That was a two-footed Euro step.
38-32. Clay trails by six. Whoa! They have called a foul against Nolan Adams, and he didn't do anything except break his feet down really quick, chopped his feet. No contact. None whatsoever. A very strange call.
Cordinville taking their largest lead of the game there. They went up by eight on that Adams shot in the paint, Daniel. Fortunately, Nate's cut it back to six.
And now Tristan Wood pushes it out to eight again, 40-32. As he scores from right block, Nolan Adams going to fire three left wing. No good. Rebound Eli Adams. Those quick possessions can go both ways. And I don't feel like I did any injustice to the description of what took place on that Nolan Adams foul. Do you, Thomas?
I honestly wasn't looking, Daniel.
Oh, well, I had to be right then. Here's another Nolan Adams steal. Pass ahead to brother Nate. Gets it stopped. They say he stopped on the baseline.
Yeah, couldn't stop.
Just an inch or two too long.
The court just a little short.
Gordonsville hanging on to this 8-point lead and a chance to extend. 5:34. Plenty of time left. But with each tick of a clock, it gets a little less. Lance Burgett now called for the foul. I can't argue that one.
No, if you're going to do that, you got to run on by it.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Kind of prove that you didn't have contact.
That you weren't holding to and got twisted around. That looked guilty, whether it was or not.
Jay Foster going to be fouled by Nate Adams. Nate picks up his fourth.
Okay, so we were wrong earlier.
He's nearly in foul trouble.
Yeah.
One more, he's in foul trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, you're fine. Do you get that fifth one, ain't you?
Yeah.
Jay Foster, talented sophomore, knocks down a big free throw. Puts Gordonsville up by nine. Shooting on the second one here could give him a 10-point lead.
But that was always my philosophy. You ain't in foul trouble if you get the fifth one.
Foster good on both of them. Of course, Foster, the quarterback in football for the Tigers. Adams inside, goes to the hoop, misses the shot, going to go to the line of shooting to himself. And now the Big Blue fan base frustrated with the call. That is always one thing.
Don't walk over there.
Always one thing both fan bases can agree on. It's not a foul if their team committed it.
And Nate Adams, if you're a good official, you make your call, walk back out on the floor, and go. If you question yourself, you'll go listen to him.
Nate Adams misses the first, hits the second. 9 points the difference. 5-10 in ticking. Gordon's on them out. Jay Foster dribbles behind the back. Pulls up at left wing. Gives over to Smith. Smith now going to work. And now weave between the guards out top. Continue to see Sachs on the bench with his four fouls. Foster going to work against Burgett. Gets to the hoop. Scores. Guys, what an athlete. Jay Foster is good an athlete as we've seen. You know, just from a pure athletic standpoint, you talk about, you know, maybe the freshman from Upperman. Yeah, he's a great basketball player, but somebody like Foster, he's a better athlete than even that kid is.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, first time.
We had a bunch of shots tonight that should have been and one shots. We just hadn't had the ball to go in the basket.
You're right. Nate Adams good on the first free throw there. Second one coming on the floor here with 4:40 left in this fourth quarter. Along with Nate Adams, who's at the line for another, we see Birdwell, Lance Burgett, Nolan Adams, and White Brownie. Second one's away, no good. Rebound Sachs, who's checked back in for the final push here. 10 points the difference, 44 for Gordonsville, 34 for Clay. Sachs with it, left wing, defended by Lance Burgett. Works inside, kicks over. Now an easy bucket. Browning had stepped out to help on Sachs and vacated the paint.
Kind of lulled us to sleep on that.
And I believe it was Luke Smith, actually Tucker Smith, with the bucket. Nate Adams with a highly athletic bucket of his own. Adams right there in that same elite level of athleticism as Jay Foster is. 46-36. Still 10 points. Gordonsville with it. Sachs down low. In a trap. Passes out. Many of the Clay County fans wanted 3 seconds. And Smith again, who adds another bucket from left block. 12 points the lead for the Big Blue. Time getting shorter. 3.5 minutes. Nate Adams fires a three. No good. Rebound Sachs. Biggest lead of the night for the Tigers. And it's at the worst possible time for the Dogs. 3:20 and ticking, fourth quarter. Gordonsville trying to break a 9-game losing streak in this series. 30-second timeout taken. We'll play one ad, come right back. 3:13 left, Clay trailing by 12.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Clay County trails by a dozen, 3:13 left here. It's 48-36. Time getting slim for the Dogs, Daniel.
It certainly is. We've got a four-possession game at the least right now, and that's if it was all threes. A six-possession game if it was a two-point bracket. 12 points the difference. A steal. Lance Merchant gets it to Nate. Nate to Weston. Weston to the hoop. Shot. Good.
Got it.
Cuts it to 10. That's a good start.
Good hustle.
Just under 3 minutes to play. 2:50. Sykes with it. Clay Kenny with three team fouls. A bounce pass to Peoples. Peoples shot no good. Now the foul comes in late.
I didn't see that one, but I guess it happened.
Got Peoples at the line. Junior James Peoples shooting two free throws. Trying to put the Tiger lead back to 12. First one's away. No good. Peoples with another one coming. It's away. Good. 11 points of difference. Nate Adams letting the ball bounce. Saves a few seconds. Picks it up. Comes down top of the key. Gets the call from Coach Edwards. Gives off to Nolan. Nolan dribbles right. Picks it up. Kicks back to Nate. Jump shot from the elbow. Good. Back to a 9-point game. 2:28 left and ticking. Gordon's will across the timeline. Sykes with it. A steal. Bogle comes up with it. It was poked loose by Lance Burchett. Weston gets it. Gives back to Lance. Lance into the logo. A good jumper. Good.
Got it in.
7 points the difference. Coach Bill wants a full timeout. 2:10 mark of this fourth quarter. And just like that, coming out of that last timeout called by Coach Edwards, Clay County cuts this thing to a 7-point game. 2:10 left. We're going to play one ad, come back, and recap this thing for you. We'll be right back.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. After trailing by as many as 12, Clay County's on a run here. They've cut it to 7. It's 49-42 in Gordonsville favor, Daniel. Nice run for the Dogs.
Yeah, absolutely. They've cut it to 7 here, and Coach, just what the doctor ordered coming out of that last timeout, right?
Yeah, we got some, you know, a couple of good breaks, a couple of good team plays, and, you know, we've cut it down if we can just hold on to it now.
Clay County going to use full court pressure on this Tiger inbound.
Got how many foul shots we missed this game, Thomas?
Several. We've left a lot of points on the board from the free throw line as a team. Of course, as we've chronicled a lot, Clay County only shooting 53% as a team from the free throw line this year. As Gordonsville adds another bucket, pushing him back to a 9-point game. 3-pointer, Nolan Adams, no good. Rebound by Browning. Browning with it. Power dribble. 8-foot jumper. No good. Rebound west to Birdwell. Knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. Could have been an over-the-back foul call, but we'll take the possession. Coach Edwards looking for an explanation. Actually just wants to talk to his players a little closer. Walks down in front of the bench. Inbound knocked right back out of bounds. We'll try it again. Minute 45 left in this contest. 51-42. Tigers up by 9. Nate looking for an inbound. Works into Lance. Lance with it. Right wing. Kicks back to Nate. Nate goes for a drive. Loses the ball. Gordonsville comes up with it. I didn't really see what all happened. Coach Edwards feels like Nate was fouled. But the Tigers with the ball. Jay Foster kicks across the Peoples. Minute 25 and ticking. 9-point game here. Gordonsville trying to make an 11-point game. And they do so. Plus, drawing the foul, and it's Jay Foster, the sophomore, who gets the bucket, Coach, and goes to the line.
Yeah, I mean, that a lot of, I don't know, just a lot of crazy basketball going on out here. People, you know, action out midcourt all over everywhere, but somebody forgot there was a guy under the basket, I think.
53-42 as Foster misses the free throw, does not complete the three-point play. Minute 15 left in this one. Time getting short. Three-pointer, Nate Adams, no good. Rebound, Sachs. Sachs to Wood. Minute 10 and ticking. Tigers with it, looking for another layup. Putting on the brakes is Peoples. Puts it in from right off. 13 points the lead. Gordonsville trying to break a nine-game losing streak to the Dogs in this series. Last time that they beat Clay County was in the 2020 regular season. Lance Burchett misfires on a three, cleaned up by Wyatt Browning, and a timeout taken by Coach Edwards. 49.7 seconds left. 11 points the difference. Full timeout. We'll play an ad or two. We'll be back.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live, 49.7 seconds left. Gordon's want to inbound. Tigers up by 11. Sachs wanting a full court inbound pass. Has trouble getting it in. Going to come to a five-second count, but a timeout taken. And we'll see if this is a 30-second. We'll stay on air if it is. 30-second variety, so 11 points the difference here, and you know, you're looking at four possessions, Coach. It's got to be steals almost. You know, Gordonsville shooting pretty good from the free throw line.
Yeah.
A quick foul and sending them to the line may not be the way. Almost has to be a clean steal.
Yeah.
But time getting tough here, as we talked about. This series has been black, purple, and gold's way for some time now. Overall, Coach Edwards 47-8 against Gordonsville during his 24 years. 2020, the last time Gordonsville won, that was early in the regular season. So we knew they would come in for a tough one tonight. Now, Clay County, for the second game in a row, I have been outstandingly pleased with the effort we've gotten from the Dogs. But once again, Thomas, we find ourselves trailing by double digits with under a minute to play.
You know, yeah, and it's just a fact.
A couple of times when we kind of lost our composure, and
you know, these teams.
That, you know, it's been a hard, tough ball game, and we've played a pretty decent basketball game tonight against a pretty good team.
Yeah, these teams are making plays when they matter most. We saw Redbone Springs do it. Seen Pinckney County do it. Now we're seeing Gordonsville. You know, like I say, trying to ice this one away.
Burchett called for the foul. We'll walk to the other end and shoot free throws. It'll be Sykes going to the line. Next game for the Dogs after tonight will be this coming Tuesday right here again at Joe Sims Gym again as the Buffaloes of Clark Range come to town, a team that the Dogs were able to beat at Clark Range back on February the 12th. Final score the last time they met, Clay County 68. Clark Range 54. So a 14-point win up on the plateau for the Dogs against the Buffaloes. Sykes good on those free throws, 13 points the difference. Clay County comes down, shoots, misses. Sykes going to walk again, this one all but done. 39.1 seconds left. With Gordonsville up by 13 and a chance to add more.
Yeah, and like I say, you got to give the Tigers credit and give all these teams. You know, they're giving their best shot at Clay County. They smell blood in the water as a shark does or some, or whatever you want to say, Daniel. They're playing their best against the Dogs because they want to knock them off because they hadn't done it in a while.
Well, this kind of completes it for District 7. You know, Clark Range has yet to do it. They'll get a chance come Tuesday night. I don't think they can. As Westbourne fires a three, had these huge long streaks over Red Bulling, over Pickett, over Gordonsville. Know that they would come into Joe Sims Gym really wanting to play. And the third district opponent this year fixing to come here and hand the Dogs a loss. If you look at this series going back to just the past 10 years, the past 10 seasons, 23-2, the record against Gordonsville for Clay County. So, obviously, you're going to get their best game. 59-44, another free throw. Second one's missed. 15 points the difference with 15 seconds left in this one. Nate at left wing. Kicks to Kyler. 10 seconds to play. Back to Nate. Fires a three. Too strong off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Nate. Dribbles in. Lays up. Gets it to go. Bucket counts. 59-46, the final score. Gordonsville coming to Salina tonight, getting a big win over Clay County by 13 points, 59-46. Stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to Joe Sims Gym. Farm Bureau postgame show coming at you. Final score of this boys' contest, Gordonsville 59, Clay County 46. Girls earn their own tonight with a big win. Going to go ahead and do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Talk about a back-and-forth battle for essentially three quarters of this ballgame.
Yeah, it was, Daniel. And, you know, just kind of a battle between two athletic teams, a battle between two teams that had post players inside, and a battle between two really good coaches. They had game plans to go against each other, and we saw that throughout the first half, especially as Clay County – fell behind by five at the end of the first quarter, rallied to take a two-point lead at halftime. It was back and back, forth. You know, we talked about the one-point lead for each team, back and forth on each bucket throughout the third quarter. Gordonsville did lead by five at the end of the third. Clay County cut it to as many as four to start the fourth quarter. Then Gordonsville kind of started imposing their will. They got it out to 12 at one time. Clay County, a little rally with about 2 minutes to play, cut it to seven. That's as close as they got, Daniel, and ended up losing by 13 here tonight. And I don't know, this is almost like several different games within one.
Yeah, it was. And I tell you what else is very similar, and we talked about it on the broadcast earlier, very similar to the game against Red Bull, very similar to both of the games against Pickett. Tight for throughout, and then an uncharacteristic second-half push that, honestly, historically, we've grown used to seeing the Dogs do to other teams,
right,
and it's now happening to us, and it happened here tonight. That seven-point game with 2 minutes left ends up being a 15-point, 13-point win for the Tigers.
Yeah, and you're right. It seems to be kind of repeating itself. You know, we saw them settle down there once, like I say, and get it to a single-possession game late, but again, I think you got to credit those teams.
I agree.
They're doing things we haven't seen them do, too. Clay County, yeah, you can say they're falling apart in the fourth quarter. But it's not just that. It's Gordonsville making the plays when they had to. It's Red Bone Springs making the plays when they had to. It's Pickett County doing the same thing. They've never done that before.
They've not. And, yeah, and let's be honest, too. You could paint it and say, well, this version of the Dogs is just not as good as some prior ones we've had. Let me tell you, we're a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah.
A big part of this is that Red Bull and Gordonsville and Pickett County are all up compared to what they've been in the last year or two.
No doubt. And we talk about the parity in this league, and, you know, there's no doubt that it's that way this year. There's no standout team. I know Pickett County's at the top of the heap right now.
They are.
They still got some games to play.
They do. We're going to get some of these guys second time around, maybe the third time around.
Right, but here's what it was for Gordonsville. Jay Foster, 23 points for the sophomore, and they came at huge times. He kept them in it in the first half, and he won it for them down the stretch, Daniel. He ended up scoring 10 in that final fourth quarter push to get to 23. So, you know, we talked about the matchups between the athletes, and it was Jay Foster who kind of brought this one home for the Gordonsville Tigers. Eli Adams, he just had 2 points in the first half. Ended up with 10 in the contest. Brody Sachs, scoreless in the first half, 8 in the second down the stretch. Tucker Smith with 6. We saw Tristan Wood with 7. James Peoples, 5 points, all coming in the second half. So, like I say, these guys made plays when they needed to make them to take out Clay County tonight. And then for Clay County, 2 in double figures, both Adams. Nolan Adams with that big second quarter push. Had a big bucket in the third to kind of keep Clay County in it. He finished with 12. Nate Adams, his brother, ended up with 12. Did not score in the first half. Just had 4 headed into the fourth. So Nate trying to will his team to victory down the stretch. Lance Burchett dealt with foul trouble the entire game. Finished with 5 points tonight. Wyatt Browning You know, we talked about the defense in the post. You see, the post players, they didn't really hurt us inside, but they kind of neutralized us, too. He and Weston Burwell both were 6 points apiece, with Brownie's kind of been in double figures here lately. And then Kyler Westmoreland, three for the Dawgs.
Just, you know, we've said this, I've always said this the other night after the Piggy game, and I'll say it again here tonight. A lot of good shots that were taken tonight that just didn't fall, you know.
At crucial time.
Right. You just got to keep on firing them. Folks, that's been the Dawg Wrap Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermit Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Stay with us through one more little commercial spot here. We'll be back to announce the TDS top performers. You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burden.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs. Back here live for the final time tonight on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. Going to go ahead and announce the TDS top performers from tonight's game, starting off with the girls who had a big win tonight. And in large part, that big win took place because of a freshman player, Natalie Smith, who has been slowly growing into a bigger role this year for the Lady Dawgs. And it really crescendoed tonight here in what had to be a confidence-building night for her. She came in early due to some foul trouble, and so this wouldn't because, trash time points.
Right.
Ends up being the leading scorer, I think, as you'll talk about in a minute, Thomas, and had some big shots, three-pointers inside, had a couple of and ones where she drew contact and hit a free throw to complete a three-point play, and does a lot more than just score, has good length, good ball skills as far as getting in passing lanes and stuff like that. Going to be a really good player for this team.
Yeah, no doubt. And we knew that. You know, we've seen flashes of it. We've seen the big three-point shots, I think maybe at Clark Range or one of those games that were huge. We've seen the defense, getting in the passing lanes, knocking out balls. We've seen a lot of things that she can do. Tonight she put that all together. You know why? Because she had to.
Yeah.
We talked about this team looking for an offensive identity with two of their seniors on the bench with foul trouble. Well, Natalie Smith was forced into this role, and let me tell you, she took it on. And I think you're right, though. It's the confidence. It's hard to have confidence when you're a freshman.
Yeah.
You haven't played very much. But tonight she realized, hey, I can do this. And she led this team to victory, basically. 15 points, probably a career high for her so far. And she did it in multiple ways, free throw line, three-pointers, and like you said, in the paint. But really excited about Natalie Smith and all these young players of Clay County. But Smith really making a statement tonight. I think it was a statement game for the young player.
I agree, and it consistently did so. Had points in each quarter. First,
right.
Second, third, fourth, found the bucket in all four quarters. Going to be a good one. As you said, building confidence, going to help the next time that we run across the Clark Range, which will be Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Going to help the next time we run across against the Pickett, hopefully in a district title game perhaps. So going to help her in a lot of ways. Moving into boys action, of course, we know about the tough loss, but we were so impressed with a huge performance, particularly a huge second quarter by Nolan Adams. And when teams have people like Jay Foster, that you've got to have somebody who's got that explosive quickness, that athletic ability to match up with. Nolan Adams a lot of times is the answer for that. And he can just do some stuff that most folks can't do. He can do some stuff. We talk a ton about his brother Nate being a great athlete. They're different style athletes. Nolan can do some things that Nate can't do.
Yeah, he can, just like Nate can do some things that Nolan can't do,
right.
That kind of thing. But you're right. That's his specialty. We saw him have I think four steals last week or last game out against Pickett County. I don't know the number on that, but he had three or four tonight.
Yeah.
Also, but that's his game. But tonight, much like Smith, I think Nolan Adams gained some confidence. We saw him knock down a three-pointer. We saw him drive the lane, make a shot. And after that, he was unstoppable. You know, he went, I think, on a
8-0
run himself.
Yeah, personally.
Scored the only 8 points that Clay County had for some time in the second quarter without Nolan Adams. This game was a blowout before halftime.
It was. Very impressive. He was feeding it. You could see it. He wanted the ball. And I'm not poking fun when I say this. He hit a free throw in
that
stretch.
Right.
That's been something I think that's got in his head. Because physically he can do it.
Right.
Mentally, I think he's convinced himself maybe he couldn't. But hopefully that'll hook get back on track there. Knocked down a big three and just such a gamer, you know, wants the ball, wants to be out there in the spotlight.
Fun to watch.
Yeah.
You know, for us anyway.
Absolutely.
We like that more than something impressive in front of our eyes. We like the attitude and the mentality, and Nolan's got it.
He does. He does. We saw it tonight. And like you said, I agree, Thomas. Had he not had the big performance at the time when he did in the second,
it's a snoozer, probably.
Maybe we've got subs in during half the fourth
instead
of playing down to the wire. Well, Natalie Smith and Nolan Adams, tonight's TDS top performers, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Well, that wraps up broadcast number 11 for this basketball season. We've got several more coming down the pike. We've got two next week that we'll be calling here at home against Clark Range on Tuesday, and then on the road against these Gordonsville Tigers 1 week from tonight. After a little trip down I-40, so we won't make the trip to Jellicoe
right. The
following day, a week from tomorrow on Saturday. But we'll have those two district contests coming up next week, Tom.
Yeah, looking forward to those. Appreciate what you do.
Appreciate you and appreciate the sponsors and the listeners as always. So, Miller, you want to say anything to them? No? Okay. My daughter got shy. 4-year-old Miller Strong says, "Go Bulldogs." She's sitting here beside me but wouldn't put on the headset. So for Miller Strong, for Joe Sims, for Thomas Watson and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong wishing y'all a good night.